Los Angeles Angels Baseball, brought to you by the brewers of Lighthearted Falstaff. Light, refreshing Falstaff beer, coast to coast, America's choice for lighthearted living. By the top-selling coffee in the West, the one coffee that's mountain-grown for deep, pure flavor. And fans, when I say coffee, I mean Folger. And by Viceroy, the only cigarette with the famous deep weed filter and exclusive deep cured blend. Viceroy's got it at both ends. Got the filter, got the blend. 61 is the baseball battle cry in Baltimore. It has been done in 61 is the proud statement of sports fans in Los Angeles. On this historic date of April the 11th in the year 1961, the City of the Angels adds strength to its claim as the sports capital of the world. Baseball players whose uniforms are lettered to Los Angeles play their first championship game in the American League. Good morning, everybody. This is Bob Kelly, who along with Don Wells and Steve Bailey, will radio broadcast all and telecast many of the Los Angeles Angels American League games. Today, the Angels open the 1961 season here in Baltimore's Municipal Stadium against the Baltimore Orioles. The Orioles today have the old hometown decked out in all manner of bunting and banners, exhorting last year's second-place birds to do themselves one better this season. Fan response here in Baltimore is somewhat reminiscent of the fan support the football Baltimore Colts receive at this very same stadium, and I'm sure that you Ram fans who have watched Ram-Colt games here on television are well familiar with what some of us have called the world's only outdoor insane asylum. This town is really for the birds. Thousands of bumper stickers printed in English, Polish, Italian, Hebrew, and Russian have been reminding the populace for weeks that it can be done in 61. A downtown tattoo artist reported making a more prominent record of the slogan on a man's chest. If the Orioles fail to do it in 61, it will go down as a permanent typographical error. The managers Bill Rigney of the Angels and Paul Richards of the Orioles are meeting with the umpires at home plate. The umpires will be Stevens behind the plate, Larnap at first base, Wright at second, and Schwartz at third. And now the lineups and the batting orders for this afternoon's ballgame. For the Los Angeles Angels, Eddie Yost at third base leads off. Yost, who batted 260 last season. Ken Ascobati at second base. He was Cleveland's regular second baseman last season and batted 288 for the side. Albie Pierce in right field. His last year's batting average, 244. Jed Kozuski, drafted from the Chicago White Sox, where he hit 293 last year. Big Blue playing first base and batting cleanup for the Angels. Bob Serve of the New York Yankees, where he batted 253 last season, will be in left field and bat fifth. That is somewhat of a deviation from the Angels' batting order during the spring exhibition games, where Serve in every game that he played, and he started most of them, batted in the number three spot. He bats fifth today. Ken Hunt, drafted from the New York Yankees in center field, followed by 50 Brickell, whom the Angels acquired just last week in a trade with the Yankees, returning them Victor Duclos for Brickell, will be at shortstop. But the staying here and playing today, despite the fact that just 2 nights ago, his father, Fritz Brickell Sr., a former big league ball player, died suddenly of a heart attack. Bell Wright, catching, and the veteran major leaguer of about eight. And the starting pitcher, the ex-New York Yankee, Eli Gribber, a right-hander. For Baltimore, Jackie Brandt in center field leads off. He hit 254 last season. He'll be followed by Russ Snyder in right field. Snyder, who hit 260 for Kansas City. Brooks Robinson, Chad McCloskey is fielding third baseman of the game today. At third, Michael the Orioles taking the field. After Robinson, Jim Dunkey was first. Gus Brando, catching. Dean Stevens, left field. Ron Hanson, shortstop. Marv Breedy, second base. And right-hander, Bill Clapper, the 15-game winner last season, will be Baltimore's starting pitcher. So again, welcome to the opening game of Angels Baseball, coming your way with the best wishes of America's premium quality beer, Paul's Pack. The light, refreshing beer that brings you Los Angeles Angels Baseball all through the season. So follow baseball with us for the lighthearted fun of it. And enjoy a good cold Paul's Pack for the lighthearted flavor of it. Brisk as a lively breeze like we have here today. Racing is cool, not an air, but lighthearted Falstaff flavor is positively, definitely, uniquely, premium quality. So enjoy light, refreshing Falstaff today.
There's lighthearted living in lighthearted Falstaff. Light refreshing Falstaff here when America's call. The name you hear, light refreshing Falstaff here. Lighthearted living in lighthearted Falstaff. America's premium quality beer.
This broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Los Angeles Angels Baseball Club solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. Any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the written permission of Los Angeles Angels is prohibited. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure indeed to bring in my broadcasting colleague on all the Angel broadcasts and telecasts this year, a fellow who returns to his native California after distinguishing himself as a broadcaster in the other White Sox the last 8 seasons. Don Wells, and Don, on behalf of all of us, a lot of good luck to you.
Well, the same to you, Cal, and to Steve, and let's get things underway in a successful way today here at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore as Eddie Yeo steps in against the Baltimore right-hander, Mel Pappas. The weather picture today, it's a partly cloudy day. We have a terrific wind blowing in from the left field corner toward right. The windup, the first pitch of the season, and it's a strike right down the middle. Bullseye by Pappas with that fastball. And these fans here, as rabid as they are, they will ride with every pitch today. This place is slowly but surely filling up. Here's the windup and the motion, the curveball up a bit too high to make it one ball and one strike. The on-deck man can't ask for body. Then the right fielder, Albie Pearson, for our Angels here in the first inning. Seating capacity of 50,000 here. They shoot between 30 and 40 today. It's swinging at a high fly ball. Shallow left center field going out for it. Ronnie Hansen under it now. The shortstop there makes the catch. Out about 25 or 30 feet on the edge of the outfield grass. So yours pops up. And that is the first out. Here is second baseman Ken Aspromonte. Brooks Robinson at third. Ronnie Hansen at short. Marv Breeding at second. Big Jim Gentile is at first. The outfield, Stevens in left, Jackie Brown in center, and Snyder is in right. Gus Briando's back at the plate. Mel Pappas ready now to concentrate on Ken Aspromonte. One out, not on. They pitch. Check swing. Bastard foul to the right side of the plate. Strike one. The outfielders take Stevens out in left field. They're Jackie Brown in center. They won't have to play too deep out here with that strong wind. I mentioned it's blowing from the left field corner toward right. During batting practice, the big guys like Bob Serve and Gus Briandas had a lot of fly balls out there. Didn't go anywhere. It's a swing and a foul. Thuring going up into the upper deck. This ballpark, except for some seats that are located right in under the upper deck, everything is totally unprotected here. No roof on the stadium. It is a horseshoe stadium, and it's 309 feet down the right field line and the left field line, but it is mammoth everywhere else. 410 feet to straightaway center field. It's a good park for pitchers if you can keep them from pulling the ball. And the curveball low down in the dirt to make it one ball and two strikes. So it is opening day in Baltimore. The Angels batting here against Milt Pappas. Milt taking a little extra time. The temperature reading is in the 50s today. But Milt's right of rain. And the fastball cut on. Here's another foul. Lifted off back of the plate. The wind blows this one back up on the screen. Gus Briando's masked off. Spun around, took a look at it. And it's still one ball and two strikes. Stevens, the plate umpire, line at the first, John Rice at second, and Schwartz is the umpire at third. The mayor of Baltimore, Mayor Grady, is on a Caribbean cruise, so he was not present for the opening day ceremonies today, and the first ball was thrown out by Philip Goodman, the president of the city council and acting mayor, and that ball then was in turn turned over to Gene Autry. As a very precious memento of the 61 American League season, and a swing and a foul off the end of the bat past Albie Pearson here on the right side, who was in the on-deck circle, and it's still one ball and two strikes. The Minnesota Twins and the New York Yankees, their game underway at New York. Pete Ramos on the mound for Minnesota, Whitey Ford, the left-hander for New York. Cleveland and Detroit, no score at the end of one. Jim Perry pitching for the Indians, Jim Bunning for Detroit. Kansas City and Boston underway at Fenway Park. Ray Herbert for Kansas City. Bill Mandelkamp pitching for the Boston Red Sox. Here's the two-strike delivery coming in now, and he curved him up a bit high. Quick curve, and it's ball two and strike two. Suited out to our right here in the executive box, Lee McPhail of the Orioles, their general manager. Here's the 2-2 delivery coming in now, and strike three balls. Bill Pappas, terrible pitch right at the letters, and Aspromati is called out on strike. Now the right fielder, little guy, played in this ballpark on many occasions, Albie Pearson. Seated with Lee McPhail to our right is the manager of the Chicago White Sox, Al Lopez. We all went over to see the White Sox opener, the presidential opener, with the new Washington Senators yesterday, and that produced a lot of excitement, a good ball game. Here's the windup and the pitcher on the way to Albie. Up too hot to him for ball one. Brooks Robinson moves in a couple of steps at third. Guard against that punt. Stevens plays the very shallow left field straight away. Jackie Brandt off third right center and not too deep. Russ Snyder, however, is set deep and near the foul line in right field. Here's the 1-0 pitch now. Down too low, just below the knees. Inside for ball two, and it's two balls and no strikes. Pappas usually is the type of pitcher who doesn't get underway very strong in the spring. But then he really comes on, as he did last year in winning 15 games. 2-0 pitch, down 2-0 to him. Ball three, and it's 3-0. 3-0 count on Abby. Toriyama stepping out in front of the plate, offering the ball and some conversation to his right-hander, Mel Pappas. Here's the windup. And the next one, way inside to him and low, ball four. So Pearson gets on, our first base runner of the American League season. Little Albie on at first, and here is Seth Blazinski coming up. Bob Elliott is a coach at first, and Red Press coaching at third. The Angels batting here, and you're listening to the Falstaff Baseball Broadcast. And how about it, fans? Wouldn't the tall, frosty glass go great right now? Certainly would. Refresh yourself with lighthearted Falstaff. Big clothes, Dan Zan. On this chilly day, he has that heavy sweatshirt on. No muscles bared here this afternoon. Pappas steps down off the pitching rubber as Albie Pearson has moved out to his lead. Out to another one now, and the pitch on the way to Clue. Fastball down low for ball one. So Pappas now off the target, walking Pearson on four deliveries. And he's just had his fifth pitch out of the strike zone, firing one low to Seth Blazinski. The outfield back and straighted well around to the right. Swing and a high foul fly. The wind blows this one out of play down the right field line, and it travels deep up into the upper deck. One ball and one strike. The Orioles are unveiling some 2,600 new field box seats. This installation also includes the construction of new dugouts here at a cost of about $175,000. And what it does, it cuts down the foul territory area quite a bit on the third base side, first base side, and behind the plate. Here's a quick throw to the first base to Gentile. And Albie goes diving back to the bag in time. Second baseman, Marv Breeding, midway between first and second, right back on the edge of the outfield grass. Ronnie Hansen near the bag at second. And the motion, the pitch, fastball, lower and close. Good stop back three on this. Left the throw up the line to first. And the count is ball two and strike one. Beautifully landscaped area out in center field near the giant scoreboard there, which is off toward right center. Ballpark is located in a residential area. Here's the stretch again, and the pitch to Clue is playing a long, 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 stay fair. Out there it is. Goodbye, baseball, Blazinski. Suzuki just got caught off Bill Pappas here at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, and the Angels lead 2-0. There's Clue stepping around the bag at third, coming on down the line into score, and the Angels are out at bat 2-0, 309 feet down the line, and that ball with the wind bending it towards the foul pole, stayed fair by about 10 or 15 feet, and went about 25 rows deep into the open bleacher area out in right field. So the Angels jump out to a 2-0 lead. Here's left fielder Bob Sir, big right-handed hitter, and the pitch on the way. Fastball out of the knee, strike call. So Blazinski Cuss went out of here, and the Angels lead 2-0. Abby Pearson came in to score with the base on balls with two outs. Nesbitt swung on a tremendous high fly ball deep out in right center, turning his back on a Jackie Brad. You can kiss it goodbye. Feet away, and he's on the full run all the way around the bases and checking in, and the Angels are out in front 3-0, and they're really shaking up Pappas. Pappas is pulsating now as back-to-back home runs from this year's serve, and the Angels lead 3-0. Here's the center fielder, Ken Hutt, still with two outs. A tremendous beginning here in the first inning. The Angels out in front 3-0, and the curveball broke down too low to him for ball one. Again, a right-handed batting center fielder. 300, almost 400 feet away on that tremendous drive by Bob Sir. The motion on the pitch. Slider right there at the knee. Strike. To make it one ball and one strike. So wildness on the part of Pappas has cost him. Here's the next delivery, in too tight at the knees. Ball two, and it's 2-1. And he is getting behind here in his count to Ken Hutt. He got Yost on a pop-up, got Aspromonte, had him call out on strikes. But then he walked Albie Pearson, that opened the floodgates. And the pitch outside, ball three, and it's 3-1. We're shaking up the bottom of our bullpen. They have a right-handed throwing out there. Way beyond the 390-foot mark, past the wire fence that borders the outfield. That is about a 7 or 8 foot wire fence. Here's the 3-1 pitch coming in now, and it's outside to him, ball four, so Hutt gets on. That is the fellow throwing out there on the bullpen is John Tappa. He is the right-hander they just signed. 15, Fritz Brickell. Fellow stands 5'11", weighs 190 pounds, so he is throwing in the bullpen. Here is Fritzy Brickell stepping in. The stretch and the pitch on the way. Strike called. Outside corner. Nothing in one. Pappas' contract has been purchased outright from the Little Rock Club of the Southern Association, effective immediately, so that makes him eligible to participate in today's game. Here's the stretch, the pitch. In too close to Fritz. Little right-handed batter, and the count is one ball and one strike. Three runs are in. Abby Pearson walked, Ed Fazuski hit a tremendous home run into the bleachers out of right field, and then Bob Sir popped one over the wire fence 400 feet away. Stretch, the throw to the first instead. Chasing Ken Hunt safely back to the bag. Don Wells with Bob Kelly and Steve Bailey at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, Maryland. Here's the motion and the pitch. Down two more to him. To make it ball 2-1. Now Gus Triandis calls time and wants to go out and see Milt Pappas. Our next Angel broadcast will have a night game tomorrow. Warm-up time will be at 4:40 p.m. Game on KMPC and the Angel Radio Network and on KHJ TV Channel 9. The Angels 3-0 here in the first inning. Mound conference at an end. Gus Criados back of the plate. Brickell waits now. Here's the lead taken by Ken Hunt at first. Two out on the pitch. Swung on. Fouled into the upper deck. Now to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beyond that man is Del Rice. The Minnesota Twins failed in the first inning at New York. The Yankees are now at bat against Ramos. Bunning is out of the Cleveland-Detroit game, so the Indians cooking up something now as Regan came out to replace him in the second inning. Milt Pappas trying to get some heat on his pitching hand now and just blowing on it. Up on top of the mound and set to go to work with Ken Hutt after his lead about 8 or 9 feet away from the bag. The pitch in, close to him. Full count, 3-2. So Milt Pappas making his first opening day start, beginning his fourth full Major League season. Just 21 years of age. He's won more games lifetime, 40 at that age, than any other pitcher in modern Major League history, except Babe Ruth and Bob Feller. Runner going, a swing, little pop-up, shortstop side. Ronnie Hanson there, and Hanson makes the catch to retire the side. Seven men batted for the Angels, and that is a red-hot beginning here in Baltimore for the 1961 American League season. In the inning, there were three runs on two hits. Two-run homer by Kluziski, solo homer by Matt Serve. No errors, and one man left. The score at the end of the first half of the first inning, the Angels 3, Baltimore now coming to bat.
There's
light, refreshing Falstaff beer. Great to enjoy right in your own backyard. Sure, dozing in the sun, jogging for the fun of it. It's more fun with Falstaff. So when your work's done, plant yourself next to a bright, brimming glass. Ice cold, inviting. Welcome as a spring day. Falstaff's on call whenever America plays.
There's light-hearted living, light-hearted Falstaff. Life's refreshing, Falstaff beer, when America plays. The name you hear, light-refreshing, Falstaff beer. There's light-hearted living, light-hearted Falstaff, America's premium quality beer.
Bottles are six-can packs. The pleasure's yours with Falstaff. Coast to coast, America's choice for a light-hearted living.
Now the last half of the first inning at Baltimore. Leading off for the Baltimore Orioles will be center fielder Jackie Brandt. He will be followed by the right fielder Russ Snyder and then by the third baseman Brooks Robinson. To set up the Angels defensively, Jack Lazuski is at first. Ken Ascrabati at second. Fritz Fritzell at short. Eddie Yost at third. Bob Serve in left field. Ken Hunt in center and Albie Pearson in right. And the battery Eli Gerba and Del Rice. Eli with the Yankees last year, 1-6 and lost 4. Nothing in one record, lifetime against the Orioles. On September 26, 1959, Gerber lost in relief while pitching for the Yankees. He lost to Hal Skinny Brown, 7-2, in 11 innings. He did not work against the Orioles last year. So here is center fielder Jackie Brandt stepping into the batter's box. Right-handed batter. The on-deck man is the right fielder Snyder. And the Angels lead 3-0 in the last half of the first. The pitch, strike call. Put one right in there to make it 0-1. Eli, this spring, had an earned run average of 2.63. Did some terrific work for the Angels during the exhibition season. In the 24 innings, he worked. The windup, the pitch. Slider, but outside. One ball and one strike. Worked 24 innings, gave up a total of 26 hits, 7 earned runs, walked 12, struck out 11. And the earned run mark of 2.63, the best figure posted by any of the Angels pitchers this spring. The motion and the 1-1 delivery, right down the middle to him, strike call to make it 1-2. John Stevens, the play umpire. So Eli has the honor here of being the first Angels pitcher. Has a two-strike count on Jackie Brandt, and the delivery to him low outside to make it 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Orioles may very definitely miss the hitting power of Gene Woodling, and the pitch is swung on, ground ball, base hit out of the left field. Between Eddie Yost and Fritz Fritzell, and the Orioles have a man on. Jackie Brandt, that one, through the left side of the infield. So with the man on, here's the right fielder, Russ Snyder. Snyder, a left-handed hitter with Kansas City in the 1960 season. And the motion, the pitch is swung and a miss. Strike one. Landing fastball by Gerber. Snyder hit 260 with the Kansas City A's last year. Hit 313 with them in 1959. He has tremendous speed, good throwing arm, and the ability to hit short line drives to all corners of the field. Here's the motion and the lineup pitch to him low and outside to make it 1 ball and 1 strike. Russ was originally a product of the Yankee farm system, and he found his way to the Kansas City team in one of the many player transactions between the two clubs. And then he moved to the Orioles along with Waddy Herzog in exchange for Wayne Crosby, Clint Courtney, and Bob Boyd. Makes his home in Nelson, Nebraska. Yost plays the shallow third. The curveball up too high to him. Ball two to make it 2-1. Del Rice looked up the line to it first, but Jackie Brandt staying right there. The on-deck man, one of the finest-looking youngsters in baseball today, third baseman Brooks Robinson. Not only great defensively, but he is a tough man to deal with at the plate. Ball two and strike one. Nobody out. Angels lead 3-0, last half of the first. Stretch taken by Gerba, and the pitch swung on, ground ball off of the second base side. Aspromonte goes to second for one, no relay to first. So the fourth play is made on the ground ball by Russ Snyder. Aspromonte came up with that ball, made the toss to Chris Brickell. Brickell, with the speed of Snyder, didn't chance to throw back to first. And with one out and a runner at first, here is third baseman Brooks Robinson. Listen to the welcome this youngster gets. Snyder is on a fielder's choice. One down, last out of the first inning. The Angels out in front, 3-0. And the motion and the pitch. Good curveball for a strike. Brooks Robinson, right-handed batter. And the fastball by Gerba, low and outside to make it 1-1. Brooks had a terrific spring. He wound up hitting .316, 25 hits and 79 times at bat. He and Hanson and Herzog and Gentile were the leading spring hitters. Kansas City and Boston, no score at the end of one. And the pitch, curved him low outside. Nice stop by Del Rice. Make it ball two and strike one. The outfield set up straight away. Serve, Hunt, and Pearson. Robinson wound up hitting .294 over the Orioles last year. 88 RBIs. And the delivery to him, a swing and a ground ball down to short. Brickell over to Aspromonte for one. Relay to first. They got it in plenty of time. So the infield backs up Eli Gerba with a double play as Eli got Robinson to bounce one right at the shortstop, Fritz Brickell. 6-4-3 to do it. The Baltimore Stereo in the first inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and with the twin killing, nobody left. So that is the first double play of the American League season for the Angels. The score at the end of one, are Los Angeles Angels 3, the Baltimore Orioles nothing.
This is Paul Richards, manager of the Baltimore Orioles. The Orioles will be at Wrigley Field in Los Angeles for a three-game series beginning Tuesday night, May 3rd. You'll be seeing such stars as Brooks Robinson, Chuck Estrada, Gus Triandos, Ron Hanson, and many others. Remember, the Angels meet the Orioles in a three-game series at Wrigley Field beginning Tuesday night, May 3rd.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. And friends, a reminder that the ticket office at Comfortable Wrigley Field is open daily to serve you on a personal basis. The genial ticket manager, Billy Jordan, and his fine staff are there from 9:30 in the morning until 5:30 in the evening. And you telephone Adams 2-4761 for ticket information or stop in for your seat selections at easy-to-reach Wrigley Field. Well, we're getting set now for the second inning. Hold on to that Western Union tape. Steve just pulled off the Western Union ticker here, and that looks mighty good. We'll have to keep this in our time capsule, Cal. Bet Wazewski, Homer, L.A. first, one on. At Baltimore, sir, Homer, L.A. first, none on. And at the end of that first half of the first inning, the Angels 3 and the Baltimore Orioles nothing. Now we're moving into the top half of the second. Here's Del Rice leading off, and the first pitch to Del up too high for ball one. Milt Pappas on the mound. Del has something in his eye with that wind kicking the dirt around down there around home plate. And it is still blowing in fiercely from the left field corner, blowing toward right. Those pennants out there are really standing out. Here's the lineup by Pappas and a 1-0 pitch to Del. Low outside, ball two, and it's two balls and no strikes. The Indians came up with six runs at Detroit. They knocked out Jim Bunning, the starter, and it's Cleveland 6, Detroit nothing. The Tigers batting and facing Jim Perry in the last half of the second. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and it's outside of the waist, ball 3-0. Activity again in the Baltimore bullpen. So John Papa, P-A-P-A, is throwing in the bullpen again. And the delivery down 2-0, ball 4. Rice gets on with the third walk issued by Pappas in less than 2 innings. Coming up now will be the Angel pitcher. Here comes Eli, gingerly stepping up the steps there, the dugout off on the first base side where the Angels are located and moving out toward the plate. Our part of the fight for mental health is to understand. For a free booklet, How to Deal with Your Tensions, write BetterHelp, Box 3000, New York 1, New York. Eli Gerba steps in now with a runner at first base and nobody out. Second inning. Angels lead 3-0. Here's the stretch taken by Pappas. They look for the sacrifice, but the pitch low and close, ball one. So Pappas still off the target. Well, it's a chilly day in Baltimore, but it got hot in a hurry there in the first inning. With a walk to Pearson, the two-run homer by Klaziski, and the long poke with the bases empty by Bob Sir. Stretch again, and the delivery on the way. Strike call to make it 1-1. Here they expected between 30 and 40,000 people today, and from the looks of things, they just about realize that estimate. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it's bunted out in front of the plate. Going for it, Priadas goes to second, got him at second base. Gerba safe at first, no throw made. So the sacrifice failed. Zeli had that pitch bunted out just in front of the plate and on the first base side by a couple of feet. And Gus Priadas, great, quick, agile receiver he is despite his size, grabbed that ball and whipped it through to the shortstop Ronnie Hansen to get the first out on Del Rice sliding in. So Gerba on a fielder's choice. Now with one out, here's the third baseman, Eddie Yost. Eddie started things off by popping out to Hansen in the first inning. Milt Pappas getting ready to operate on Yost. Fed him a curveball in close at the letters for ball one. In the National League, in the game between the Cubs and Cincinnati, Glenn Hobby starting for the Cubs and the definite starter for the Redlegs, the young fellow Jim O'Toole. 1-0 count on Yost, and the pitch too low to him. Ball two, and it's 2-0. The Minnesota Twins failed in the second inning. The Yankees are now batting. No score in that game. At New York, Ramos and Ford. Here the Angels lead 3-0, and we're in the first half of the second with a man on and one out. Aspromati on deck. As Yost saw Pappas taking so much time that Eddie elected to step out of the batter's box. Grabbed a handful of dirt, moves in again. Now the 2-0 pitch. Up too hot to him, ball 3, and it's 3-0. If Yost manages to get on with a walk, knowing Paul Richard's usual pattern, he will probably be out there in a hurry or have Lumen Harris out there to see Pappas. And the pitch is strike call to make it 3-1. Of course, that thought is going through young Milton's mind right now, too. He doesn't want to see the man from Waxahachie, Texas, come out there either in person or send out one of his representatives. So the stretch and the 3-1 delivery into Tatum, and it's ball 4. So that puts two men on. Now, Mr. Richards, seated down there in the brand new Baltimore dugout, hasn't made a move. Up here is the sign going out to the bullpen, are you ready? This is made by Lumen Harris. He takes his cap off and he signals out to the bullpen to Harry Burkeen that if he thinks that pitcher throwing in the bullpen is ready, that, well, if he has trouble here with Aspromonte, they'll have Pappas out in a hurry. Runners at first and second, and the pitch to Kent up too high for ball one. 1-0 count now. Angels lead 3-0 and a chance to get some more. Eli Gerba is on at second base. Eddie Yost is at first. And the motion, the pitch, swung on, little roller foul up the third base side. And it's one ball and one strike. So in less than two innings, in an inning and a third, Pappas has given up four walks, only two hits. But what beautiful sights they were, both home runs. Here's the stretch again by Pappas, and the Oriole right-hander changed up on him and got it way up high for ball two, and it's 2-1. 2-1 count on Ken Aspromonte. Ken was called out on strikes in the first inning. On deck, Albie Pearson. Here's that stretch again, and the delivery coming in now. A fastball swung on backboard. Look out there. Play those carom shots up here, boys. You need those plastic helmet liners out there. That one came in and ricocheted off both sections of glass lining our booth and passed over Dick Nelson's head and went right back out of the ballpark. Like a giant pinball machine. Two balls and two strikes on Ken Aspromonte. Pappas goes to the stretch again, and they pitch. Check swing, loops one down the first base side, foul, and away from Jim Gentile. Ken Aspromonte checked his swing on a high delivery to him, and he blooped one down the line. So it's still an even count, two balls and two strikes. Come on, Ken. Runners at first and second here with only one out. Pappas, the great young right-hander, trying to hang on here and hang in tight. Here's the 2-2 delivery now. Swing and a foul. Cut back on the screen, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Well, we'll have the night game with the Orioles tomorrow night. Today, the Washington Senators and the White Sox, who officially opened the season yesterday in Washington, have the day off. And then they will return to action again tomorrow. And from here, we'll be traveling to Boston, then to New York, then on to Detroit, then to Chicago, and then back home to Los Angeles on April 27th with the Minnesota Twins. Here's the 2-2 pitch coming in now. Swing, a shot, knocked down by Robinson at third. Let's see if he has a play. The third is second, fourth play is second. Eddie York is fourth at second base. Here's Bill Rigney coming out, and they're going to hop all over John Rice. Rigney coming out now as Brooks Robinson made a fantastic stop of that ball at third. Dove out for it, knocked it down. It flicked off his glove, rolled behind third by about 10 or 12 feet. He picked the ball up. No chance for a play on Gerber at third, so he got that ball to second base to Breeding, and it was in time. So Aspromonte on a fielder's choice and robbed of an extra base hit. Bill Rigney not going to give up on this easily. He is still working on second base umpire John Rice. Up and down go the hands, and this is the first full-scale argument of the 1961 season. And now Rigg has turned his back, kicks the dirt like a snorting bull as he comes back from second base. And the wind kicks up some dirt of its own around the home plate area. Runners at first and third, now with two out. Without that play at second base, the Angels would have had the bases loaded, but only one away. Here's Albie Pearson stepping in. Runners at first and third, two down. Angels lead, 3-0. And the pitch on the way to Albie. Strike right at the knee. So Brooks Robinson turns in fantastic play number one. And the motion, the pitch, curve, strike call over the inside edge of the plate to make it nothing and two. 0-2 count. The Indians lead Detroit 6-0. That game in the last half of the third, Detroit batting. Here's the stretch and the two-strike pitch to Albie. Could have been again. Low and close. One ball and two strikes. Runners at first and third. Aspromonte is on at first. Eli Gerber, the pitcher, out here at third. Stretch again. Pappas delivers. And Pearson picks down low. Ball two. Fastball by Pappas. Two balls and two strikes. Now they have two pitchers throwing in the bullpen for the Orioles, a pair of right-handers. Here's the motion again on the delivery. Person swings, line drive, base hit, left center field. Gerba comes in with a fourth run. Ken Ascomati holds the second base, and the mighty might, Albie Person, shoots a line drive for a base hit to right center field. Let's pause now for station identification. This is the Golden West Radio Network.
This is KMPC, Los Angeles, Modern Radio, Action Radio. And this is Johnny Grant reminding you there's always plenty of action on the Freeway Club every afternoon on KMPC, 710 on everybody's dial.
Well, the coach, Lumen Harris of the Orioles, has come out to the mound. And this will be all for Milt Pappas. They're loading up a convertible out there. They use a convertible to bring the pitchers out of the bullpen. So before Ted Pleszewski steps in, Ted won't have a chance to face Pappas again. And of course, that big thought ran through Paul Richards' mind. He said, well, after he kissed that one in the first inning with a man on, they're going to deck Milt Pappas at this point. So the base hit by Albie Person that makes this a 4-0 game is the hit that does it. Here's a real break for you folks who love baseball but live on a budget. The Angels have made your ticket desires so easy if you hold a Bank America card. All you have to do is use your Bank America card for Angels season tickets, the Daylight 21 and the Weekender, for advanced block orders. And never before could you enjoy Major League Baseball relaxed in a choice seat in easy-to-reach Wrigley Field and pay for it later direct to your Bank of America. Remember, the Angels open their home season Thursday afternoon, April 27th, against the Minnesota Twins in the American League's history-making opener in Los Angeles. So now's the time to use this convenient, easy-to-pay method for exciting baseball this summer. Telephone, write, or visit Wrigley Field now for tickets that ensure seeing the game's greatest stars right there. The address, 435 East 42nd Place. The telephone number, Adams 2, 4761. Come in, Kel.
Let's check our scoreboard here. The Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators out today. Played yesterday in Washington in the presidential opener. The White Sox winning it 4-3. At Yankee Stadium this afternoon, the Minnesota Twins and the Yankees are 0-0 at the end of two. Pete Ramos pitching for Minnesota and Whitey Ford going for the Yanks. Cleveland had a big six-run second inning. I would report it back at Tiger Stadium in the last half of third. Cleveland leads the Tigers 6-0. Jim Perry, 18-game winner for the Tribe last year, pitching for Cleveland. For the Tigers, Bunning started, knocked out of the box in the second inning when Reagan came on. Kansas City and the Boston Red Sox, 0-0 at the end of first. Ray Hubbard pitching for Kansas City, and for Boston, Mambo Kemp. In the National League, the Cubs are at Cincinnati, Robbie against O'Toole, St. Louis at Milwaukee Brolio against Swan, the Pirates at San Francisco, Friend against Sam Jones, and tonight at the Coliseum in Los Angeles, the Phillies with Robin Roberts going against the Dodgers with Don Drysdale. And on behalf of our broadcasting crew and all of the Angel organization, we'd like to wish the Dodgers a lot of good luck. Well, we have a new pitcher out there taking his warm-up throws, and he is young John Papa, P-A-P-A, 5'11", 190, a right-hander from Stratford, Connecticut. He was with Appleton, Wisconsin last year, where his record was 7. He was with Appleton, Wisconsin last year, where his record was 7-6. During spring training, he was 1-2, working 24 innings, giving up 23 hits, 14 runs, 11 earned runs, walked 17, and fanned 7. So he's coming up here with the Angels leading 4-0 at the top of the second. Ascomati on second, Pearson on first, and Big Flew, who hit a home run, a two-run job in the first inning, up here and again down.
John Papa is just 21 years of age.
Little right-hander and set to go to work on Ted Kluszewski. Bob Serve on deck. Runners at first and second, and with two out, curveball in, too close to him. Ted wheeled away from it, and it's ball one. So from Pappas to Papa. The Orioles roster is already two below the opening day 28-player maximum. So as a result, they have retained this 21-year-old. Very impressive this spring. 1-7 and lost 6 in Class B ball in 1960. He takes the stretch. 1-0 pitch. Flew, looks at a curve, low and close. Let up on that pitch, and it's ball 2, 2-0. The Angels lead 4-0, and they run driven in by the little guy. Potent guy here in this one in the early innings. Albie Pearson, he walked in the first and scored a run. Singled to drive in a run here in the second. Ken Aspromonte is on at second base. Albie away to his lead at first. Papa's gone 2-0 on Kluszewski. And the motion, the pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. Boom, he had that one in there before you knew it. And the count is 2-1. Paul Richards said down in his office earlier when we all went in to visit him that he had done quite a bit in completely changing around Papa's pitching style this spring. Try to help him tremendously in his pitching rhythm and also in his leverage. And he said there's one thing about his fastball. He said he doesn't appear to be overpoweringly fast, but that fastball does something. Did plenty there as Kluszewski waved at it. Here's the stretch for the 2-1 delivery now. Swing, and there's a long, long, close, goodbye baseball. It is way out there. Gone! Check the expression of manager Al Lopez of the White Sox over here, but how about that one, Al? All right. Muscles, huh? Al said earlier, he said it must be the fact that he's wearing that sweatshirt. He's not bearing those. He said if he had those muscles showing, what would he do? A tremendous poke out of here, a three-run homer by Kluszewski, and the Angels lead 7-0. Aspromonte came in. Albie Pearson checked in. Kluszewski with back-to-back homers. 5 RBIs for 10. He's putting on a one-man performance here for all of the fans. Here's Bob Serve, a swing and a foul back on the screen, strike one. And not too many smiling faces at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore. 3 runs in the first inning, 4 more here on the second. That is only the fourth Angel hit, but of the 4, 3 have been home runs. Bob Serve hit a long job in the first inning, and the motion, look out, Bob, high and close to him, and it's 1-1. One count on Bob Serve. What a day for Clue. Here's the 1-1 delivery now. Swing, a shot, foul. Into the upper deck, down the right field line. Right down one of the exit holes up there. It's 1-2. In the National League in the St. Louis-Milwaukee game at County Stadium in Milwaukee, Ernie Brolio pitching for St. Louis. Warren Spahn for the Milwaukee Braves. 2:00 temperature reading, 51 degrees. And they're clocking some good strong winds. We have made reference to them a number of times. Here's the motion, and the 2-strike pitch led up on it, swung and missed, strike 3. Bob Serve, fooled on that changeup by Papa, strikes out to retire the side, but Kluszewski gave Papa a good major league indoctrination lesson there with that long three-run homer. So in the second inning, 4 runs check in on a total of 2 hits, 2 walks in the inning. There were no errors, and with that home run by Kluszewski, nobody left. The score at the end of the first half of the second are Angels 7, Baltimore 0.
Say, you fans who enjoyed the great Pacific Coast League games at Wrigley Field will be seeing some familiar faces in the 61 Angels lineup. Gerba, Bilko, Aspromonte, well, they were outstanding players in the OPCL, making a point to give the Angels pure support throughout the season. Our own Southern California team, presented on radio and TV by lighthearted Falstaff Beer. Brisk, refreshing as a cool sea breeze. our favorite coast-to-coast, wherever America plays. Have a Falstaff.
There's light-hearted living in light-hearted Falstaff.
Life refreshing Falstaff here when America plays. The name you hear is light-refreshing Falstaff here.
There's light-hearted living
in light-hearted Falstaff. America's premium quality beer.
Cal and I were just discussing. We don't know if they have a tape measure long enough for that one that flew hit. We figure it's about 440 feet away, or 450 on the fly, because it went into the bleacher area above the Baltimore bullpen, and this is well beyond the wire fence. It's 380 feet to the point where the low wire fence meets up with the brick wall that they have out there in right field. And this was well beyond that and about 20 rows up into that section. So that was one mighty shot by Kwasniewski. Good for three more runs. The Angels lead 7-0, and here's the last half of the second coming up. First baseman Jim Gentile. Guy with good power. You have to treat him with plenty of respect up there at the plate. Gus Priandas on deck, and then the left fielder, Gene Stevens. Gentile, the 1960, wound up hitting 292 with his ball club, 6'4", 215 pounds, and the fastball by Gerba up high and away for ball one. 98 RBIs last year. He had 21 home runs. Cincinnati has taken a 1-0 lead over the Cubs at the end of one. Frank Robinson homered in the first inning. Eli Gerba, 1-0 on Gentile, the big left-handed hitter, and the delivery to him, curve, swung on, drive, base hit out of the right field. Alvy Kirsten makes the pickup with this ball. Gentile is on with the second Baltimore hit. Here is Gus Priandas. Listen to this reception. Gus Priandas, 6'3", 220 pounds. With the Orioles last year, 269 batting average. 54 RBIs, 12 homers. He was handicapped with a bum hand. Bad finger. And the curveball to him. A long drive out into left field, but the wind holds this ball up. Bob serve over a couple of steps. Makes the catch. You hit one up into that wind, driving in as it is from left field toward the right field corner. And those are just routine, practically routine fly balls. Any other time, had it been still out there, and the sound of that one, that ball would have been gone. Without that terrific wind blowing in. Gentile on at first. Here's Gene Stevens. This is Ronnie Hansen. Double check on that. So they've made a switch in the batting order. Ronnie Hansen. First pitch to him by Gerb up high. So like this, Ronnie Hansen, the shortstop up there, right-handed batter. And the strike to him offered by Gerb. 7-0, the Angels lead. Last half of the second inning. Ronnie, 6'3", 190 pounds, hit 255 with the Orioles last year. Pitch by Gerba, swing, a little tap up the third base side. Eli makes the fair hand pickup, throws to first. He got it. And the runner, Gentile, goes to second base. So Hansen is out of there, pitcher to first. From Gerba to Kwasniewski. Good fast fielding by Gerba, did the trick. Gentile on at second base. And here is Stevens. Cleveland 6, Detroit 2 at the end of 3 at Tiger Stadium in Detroit. Minnesota Twins 0, the Yankees 0 at the end of 3. Here the Angels lead 7-0, last half of the second. Here is Stephen. Stephen's in left field today. Whitey Herzog on the injured list for the Orioles. Otherwise, he would have been on the starting lineup. Curveball by Gerba, low and close. Herzog sustained a broken nose in Richmond Sunday. He was released from Richmond Memorial Hospital yesterday. He was out here at the ballpark. I saw him this morning. He expects to be able to play in about a week. And the pitch, curved, swung on, fouled off to the right side of the plate. Two out here, and a 1-1 count on the batter, Stevens. Gentile on at second. Stevens, who filled in for Ted Williams with the Red Sox for a number of years, saw a left-handed hitter, stands 6'3". Hit 235 last year with a combination of the Red Sox and Baltimore. He was traded for Willie Tasby. The pitch to him, outside by Gerber. And it's ball two and strike one. One of the most sought-after young players in America. And nevertheless, he remained with the Red Sox for a period of 6 years, serving as an understudy for Ted Williams, and he found little chance to play enough to realize his true potential. Joined the Orioles in June of last year, last season. Stretched by Gerber. They don't go for the pickoff. They deliver down too low for ball three. Fritzy Burkell had moved in behind the baseman of Gentile. But Gerber instead concentrated on the batter, and it's now ball three and strike one. Gina makes his home during the winter in Oklahoma City. He's one of the few players in professional baseball to have hit safely three times in a single inning. This is the high spot in his career to date. Pitch to him outside at the waist for ball four. So Stevens is on with the first walk issued by Gerber. Gentile is there at second base. Here's the second baseman, Marv Reading. One of the factors which cannot be overlooked in the success of the 1960 Orioles was the fine all-around performance of this guy at second base. One up hitting 267. Right-hander. Up here with runners at first and second and two out. And the pitch by Gerber. Nice one. Snapped it right in there for a strike. He drove in 43 runs. Hit three homers. He participated in the lion's share of the record-breaking 172 double plays reeled off by the Bird infield last year. Swing on a good slider by Gerber. And a miss for two strikes. Boy, with pretty good speed and a good base runner, too. Breeding led the club in stolen bases during the 1960 season, but it's one thing to remember that Baltimore had never been much of a running ball club. Two strikes on Breeding now, with Gentile at second, Stevens on at first. Last half of the second, the Angels lead Baltimore 7-0. Here's the pitch on the way, and he checked his swing, took it outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. One ball and two strikes. This is Don Wells with Bob Kelly and Steve Bailey at Memorial Stadium on a blustery day, but today off to a good start with seven of them up there on the board in the first two innings. Two-strike delivery coming up now. Runners at first and second. And the fastball swung on ground ball down to short. Raquel bobbles that ball, throws to second, throws by off the line. Here is Castillo coming in to score. And the Orioles wind up with runners at second and third. Ground ball that was hit right at Raquel at short. Bobble the ball, came up with it, still had time to get it to second base to try to gain the force on Stevens, but Fritz threw the ball into right field. That'll be a fielder's choice. And an error for Brickell. So an error of six. So I'll make that two errors. An error for bobbling the ball initially, and then the error on the throw. So a pair of errors on Brickell. Well, let's see what manager Paul Richards elects to do here. He's going to make a switch. At this stage of the game, down by a 7-1 score, he will have to come up with a change. Lift his pitcher, Papa, out of there, and will
Wait and see now. It's coming up off the bench. Looks like it's going to be Earl Robinson. This will be Earl Robinson. Now, he has been recalled. It's going to be Dave Philly. Earl Robinson came out, and they called him back. And here's the great veteran, Dave Philly. Dave will be up here to swing for the pitcher, Pappas. Runners at second and third, and with two outs. Dave Philly is a switch hitter, so he will be batting left-handed against the right-hander Eli Gerba. From Paris, Texas, Baltimore, last season, .265 average, and the first pitch to him, a strike. And with the Phillies in San Francisco, he wound up hitting .197. Dave Philly, born in 1920 down in Texas. Runners at second and third. One run is in. The Angels out in front 7-1. As an unearned run checked in. Two errors charged to Brickell. First for not being able to come up with Breeding's ground ball, and then for his throw by Aspromonte in the right field, enabling Gentile to come in and score. Stevens on to third, Breeding at second base. Two down, last half of the second inning. Here's the motion by Gerba, and the pitch coming into Davis. Swing and a foul tip. Got a piece of it, and it's two strikes. Nothing in two counts that Gerba has on Philly. The outfield and the infield swung well around to the right. The motion, the pitch. Down, too low to him. Gerba thought he had him. Started to walk off the mound, and it's one ball and two strikes. Dave started his organized baseball career in Class C ball in 1940. Got up to the White Sox in 1941. Stayed with the White Sox for a number of years, through 51, in fact, or end of the 51 season. Then with the Philadelphia A's, Cleveland, Baltimore, Detroit, the Phillies, Giants, back to Baltimore. So much time taken now, the Philly steps out of the batter's box. Dave is 40 years of age, but he is in prime physical condition. Here's the motion, and the two-strike pitch to Philly. Swing, little pop-up. Shortstop side. Brickell makes the call for the ball. Fritz is there and makes the catch to retire the side. So on the second inning, one run, an unearned run. One hit, one walk, pair of errors, and there were two men left. Fans, the score at the end of two are Los Angeles Angels 7 and the Baltimore Orioles 1. Now Falstaff presents Angel in the Spotlight to help you get to know our Southern California team better. And today's Angel in the Spotlight, the boy he is really in the spotlight, at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, Ted Pleszewski. Man, it's hard to believe they come in packages this big. Born in Argo, Illinois in 1924, Big Clue stands 6'2", weighs 245. He's got muscles he never uses, but he's using them all out here today. Ted was one of the top home run hitters in the National League from 1953 to 1956 with 40, 49, 47, and 35 round trippers. Ted had 10 RBIs in the 1959 World Series against the Dodgers when he was a member of the Chicago White Sox. Big Clue attended Indiana University, played football naturally. See Ted Pleszewski and his teammates in action starting April 27th at Wrigley Field, or catch the games on radio, compliments of lighthearted Falstaff beer.
There's lighthearted living in lighthearted Falstaff.
Life's refreshing, Falstaff beer.
When America cries, the name you hear. Life's refreshing, Falstaff beer.
There's lighthearted living
in lighthearted Falstaff.
America's premium quality beer.
Well, we have another pitching change now made by manager Paul Richards as Wes Stock, right-hander, comes in to work for the Orioles. St. Pappas, Papa, and Stock. Let's pause now for station identification. This is the Golden West Radio Network.
This is 50,000 watt KMPC Los Angeles, home of the Angels, and that angelic early morning disc jockey, Dick Whittinghill. It's Action Radio, modern radio on KMPC 710 on everybody's dial.
When you look over the records, there aren't too many home runs hit in this ballpark. It's a tough ballpark in which to hit homers. And I think that this is probably one of the most productive days that any team has had. In fact, I would guarantee that this sets an all-time record for Memorial Stadium in first and second inning home run production. The fact that three have been hit in the first two innings of today's game. 7-1 score, the Angels lead. Third inning getting underway, and Westock, right-hander, faces center fielder Ken Hunt. Ken walked in the first inning. He is the sixth man of the batting order, then Brickell. And the fastball by Stock is down too low for ball one. Stock with Baltimore last year, wound up winning two and losing two. He was with Miami to begin with in the 60 season. 1-8, lost six. He has a sinking fastball. Gets it over the plate wall. Strike called outside corner. One ball and one strike. Born in 1934, stands 6'1", weighs 177 pounds. Bunt attempt by Hunt. Sails foul up on the screen behind the plate. And it's one ball and two strikes. This looks like a permanent assignment for Stock in the Baltimore bullpen. The Angels lead 7-1, starting the third inning. Here's the two-strike pitch to Kent Hunt. Hit him. Got him right up on the wrist. Got him on the right wrist as he fell away from that pitch by Stock. And Hunt, hit here, gets on to start things off in the third. Bob Elliott, the coach at first, comes over to check, and Kent indicates he's all right. Here's the shortstop, Kirk Brickell. That one also Nick Gus-Priandos. There was one that glanced off the wrist, then the bat of Hunt. And then caught Gus-Priandos just above the wrist, his bare hand. So time was taken, and Gus went out, walked around, talked to Stock for a moment, now coming back behind the plate. Kirk Brickell, who popped out to Ronnie Hansen, the shortstop, to retire the side in the first inning, steps in now with Hunt on at first, nobody out. And the next man up there will be the catcher, Del Rice. Tomorrow's game, it will be Steve Barber against Ned Garber. And the stretch. Stock delivers, runner going, a swing and a foul fly out of play down the right field line, traveling into the upper deck. And it's one strike. Minnesota, nothing. The New York Yankees, nothing. At the end of four. The Indians of Cleveland, 7. The Detroit Tigers, 2. Detroit batting, last half of the fourth. Kansas City, 2. Boston, nothing. Last half of the third. In the National League, Cincinnati, 1. The Cubs, nothing at the end of two. St. Louis, nothing. Milwaukee, nothing. And the Braves are batting in their half of the second. So those are all the scores up to date. Ken Hunt running on that last pitch. Wait, it was late at first. Draws the throw. Stock whipped one over to Gentile. But Ken went jumping right back to the bag. Here's the motion and the pitch. Brickell swings. Ground ball. Third base side. Robinson over to Breeding for one. Relay to first. In time. Double play. They can really push that ball around the infield. Robinson to Breeding to Gentile. And these two clubs even up. A double play apiece. Rich Brickell bouncing one down to the third baseman, Butch Robinson. Now with two out, here is the catcher, Del Rice. Del walked to start the second inning. Clouds overhead, that wind continues to sail them across the sky. A strong breeze. The motion by the Orioles right-hander Stock. Pitch swung on, drive deep out of the left field. Breaking back for the ball goes Stevens. Wynn holds this one up, and Stevens makes the catch. So Rice really pounded one well out in left field, but it was fighting the wind all the way. in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and with a double play, nobody left. Score at the end of the first half of the third, the Angels 7, Baltimore 1.
Well, seems like everybody's doing it, Donald.
Doing what, Robert?
Rallying around a hometown team, getting set to go all out for our Angels in 1961.
Well, I'll tell you something else Californians are doing, are going for, Bob, and that's handy glass cans of the beer that brings you the Angels light-hearted Falstaff.
Well, you can't blame them. Those trim, no-deposit bottles are just the thing for convenience. Real space savers, Don, fit right in the palm of your hand, fit any shelf.
Yes, they're just the thing for bottled beer and John up too, brimming with choice and cheerful, real beer flavor.
So latch on to a six-pack or two of lighthearted living. Handy, no-deposit glass cans of lighthearted Falstaff. America's premium quality beer.
There's lighthearted living
in lighthearted Falstaff.
America's premium quality beer.
Joe, we're off to quite a start. Here's the sun trying to peek through again.
Yeah, I tell you, it's been cold every time I've ever been in Baltimore. I was remarking down there before to the custodian charge the press box. He says, well, I've seen you before someplace, haven't you? And I said, yes, I've been here with the Rams. And this is the same kind of Baltimore weather I'm used to.
Well, let's see what happens now in the Baltimore half of the third. Center fielder Jackie Brandt steps in. Jackie, in the first inning, had a base hit. Hit one between Yost and Brickell in the left field. Right-handed batter, and the motion, the pitch by Gervais. Swing, same spot, base hit, left field. Jackie Brandt didn't waste any time up there. Took a cut on that initial offering by Gervais and pounded one again in the hole between short and third. Here is the left-handed batting right fielder, Russ Snyder. He hit into a fielder's choice, or reached on a fielder's choice, hitting into a force play on the first inning. So, right at first, Angels lead, 7-1. We're in the last of the third. Here's the stretch. Yost coming in from third, and the pitch down low for a ball. One ball to no strikes. By that, I don't mean when I say Yost coming in from third, that down by six runs, that they find any sacrificing idea here, but Snyder, with his great speed, could possibly be bunting for the hit. Just bunting to get on. And the pitch cut on. Late foul tip. One ball and one strike. The Orioles last year finished second to the Yankees. Trailed them by 8 games. And they were 2 games ahead of the third place White Sox. Gerber ready with the 1-1 delivery. Curve high and outside. And it's ball two and strike one. So the 2-1 delivery ready here by Gerber. High and outside, ball three, and it's 3-1. So Eli, pitching to the left-hander, Russ Snyder, having trouble with him, and Del Rice goes out to talk to Eli. Here's Eddie Yost coming over from his spot at third to join the conversation. Rice coming back behind the plate, Eddie going back over to the bag, and Eli takes a moment, gets that glove off, rubs up this ball, and checks around the infield, takes his cap off for a moment. Standing right on the bag, Jackie Brandt. Way to his lead now. Krasuski playing off the bag. 3-1 delivery coming in. Up too high, ball four. Well, they're 2 on with nobody out in the third. And here's Robinson. We're in the business section of the batting order now with Robinson, Gentile, and Friandos coming up in order. And we're going to see some activity in the Angels bullpen. Here is Brooks Robinson, right-handed batter. hit into the double play. First time up. Pitch to him. Strike call. Work the outside corner of the plate. Strike one. Jackie Brad on at second base. Russ Snyder is here at first. We're in the last half of the third. Eli Gerba takes that stretch again. The look toward the lead man at second and the pitch. Outside at the waist. Ball one and strike one. Tex Clevenger throws for the Angels in the bullpen. Out beyond the low wire fence, 390 feet away. So Gerber, one and one on Robinson. Robinson can on many occasions be a good long ball hitter. And the next pitch to him, popped the fastball in there. Caught him by surprise. Strike two call. One ball and two strikes. Because that pitch came in, Robbie took a double take on it. A mammoth ballpark. Tremendous acreage there on the outfield, except out of the foul line. One and two count. Runners at first and second with nobody out. Here's the two-strike pitch. Swung on, driven down the right field line. Foul. About 5 or 6 feet outside the line. Albie Thurston, as it caromed off the wall, makes a pickup of it. So you can put your heart back in its right spot now, and it's a one and two count. Minnesota nothing. The Yankees nothing. We're in there in the last half of the fifth. Here we are, the last of the third. Brooks Robinson, sliced one, shot one, foul down the right field line. One and two on him. Eli getting aside from Del Rice. The look toward the lead man again, and the pitch swung on. Here's a fly ball out into right field. The wind is blowing into the foul territory, and it's going to be fouled down the right field line. Missed the foul pole by about 25 or 30 feet, dropping up into the seats. And it's still one and two. And Robinson had that more toward the straightaway mark when it was initially hit. That wind blowing, it probably would have wrapped it right around the foul pole. One and two count on Brooks Robinson. He made a great play earlier on a hard smash at the third base side off the bat of Aspromonte. Brad at second. Snyder was out at first. Here's the two-strike pitch coming in. Let up on it and did miss by more than a hair there. Two balls and two strikes. A bit too high in the opinion of the plate umpire, Stephen. Two balls and two strikes. Runners at first and second here with nobody out. Gerber to the stretch again. And the pitch coming in. Curve up over his head. Ball three. Three and two. The on-deck man is Gentile. So this is a noisy point in today's game with these fans watching Gerber go to a three and two count on Robinson. Maneuvers away from the bag at second. Snyder jumps out to a longer lead at first. So here's the 3-2 delivery coming in. Fastball swung on ground ball off of the third base side. Yost over to second for one. Relay to first, and it's a wide toss away from Suzuki. Tries to find the ball to run scores. Robinson, meanwhile, stayed at first. The throw by Aspromonte will draw an error. It was down in the dirt. Suzuki tried to make a swipe pickup of it. And as it went off his glove, high up in the air, it dropped behind him and flew, wheeled around like a man in a revolving door trying to find that one. So it's going to be an error for Aspromonte. No RBI. Jackie Brandt came in to score. Snyder was forced at second base. As Eddie Yost made the pickup of the ball to begin with, the ground ball, and got it to Aspromonte to force out Snyder.
Here is Gentile. Here's a swing and a foul off behind the plate. The score now, the Angels 7, Baltimore 2 in the last half of the third. So Baltimore, here is Gentile. Here's a swing and a foul off behind the plate. The score now, the Angels 7, Baltimore 2 in the last half of the third. So Baltimore trying to chip away here at the Angel lead that at one time was 7-0. The Angels with 3 in the first and 4 in the second. Gentile had a base hit. Lined one sharply to right field, leading off the second. One strike pitch to him. Slider by Gerber. Up a bit high. One ball and one strike. Brooks Robinson is on at first. With one out, and the pitch to Gentile. Ground ball off of the second base side. Astromonte over to second for one, and Raquel had the leap up over the sliding Brooks Robinson, so no possibility of the relay to first. They get the fourth play at second base. So Brooks Robinson forced out from the second baseman Astromonte to the shortstop, Percy Raquel. Gentile reaches on a fielder's choice, and here is the catcher, Gus Priando. At the end of five at Yankee Stadium, Minnesota nothing, and the Yankees, nothing. Gus Priandos hit one right on the nose, but the wind held the ball up in left field in the second inning, and it was an easy catch for Bob Sir. Stretch second by Gerba, and they pitch on the way to Priandos, down low and outside. Stopped by Rice to make it ball one. One nothing count on Gus Priandos. Jim Gentile moving away from the bag at first. Curveball to Priandos, low and outside. And it's one ball and one strike. Fellow started out of the Yankee organization. And he's a big one. And a very likable one, too. One ball and one strike on Gus, and they don't return. Fastball swung on long, pulls deep out of the right field, breaking back for it, Albie Pearson. Back near the fence, he makes the catch to retire the side. Priandos gave one a tremendous ride, 375 feet away, but hauled on by Albie Pearson. And that's all she wrote in the third inning for the Orioles. One run, one hit, one error, and one man left. It's an earned run. And the score at the end of three full innings of play. This is Don Walsh with Bob Kelly and Steve Bailey. Our Los Angeles Angels 7 and the Baltimore Orioles 2.
Well, fans, this portion of the opening game of the new Los Angeles Angels is brought to you by Folgers Coffee, the top-selling coffee in the West. The Folger people ask me to tell you fans how happy they are to take part in bringing you these play-by-play broadcasts of all the Angels games throughout the 1961 season, both at home and on the road. And because a lot of you Angel fans are already Folgers Coffee fans, this is our way of saying thanks for helping Folgers become number one in coffee sales wherever it's sold. It's also Folgers' way of saying welcome from an old-timer in the West to a newcomer. We're sure the Angels will soon become a real Western tradition, just as Folgers Coffee has become a Western tradition for over 100 years. So, from now until next fall, it's play ball with the Angels and with Folgers Coffee, the one coffee that's mountain-grown in the rich soil of the Highland air, where conditions are just right for growing coffee at its finest. Remember, when I say coffee, I mean Folgers. Now let's take a look at the scores of other games in progress. Milwaukee and St. Louis are scoreless at the end of three. Broglio against Spahn. Cincinnati, Chicago, 1-1 at the end of 2.5. Hobby against O'Toole. For our play-by-play, the Angels leading 7-2 in the top of the fourth. Here is Bob Kelly.
Thank you, Steve. And here's the Angel pitcher, Eli Gerba, right-handed batter. Bunted into a force play in a futile attempt to sacrifice in the second inning. West Stock, the third Baltimore pitcher, right-hander of the mound, works. And he tries to bunt this one, foul tips. A fastball into the dirt behind, strike one. The score here at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, Maryland is
The Angels 7 and the Baltimore Orioles 2. The Angels batting in the top half of the fourth inning. The Angel pitcher up here for the second time at bat this afternoon, Eli Gribber. On the mound for Baltimore. Works again, and the fastball is wide. So the count levels off here. Ball one and strike one. You cannot assume a double play in scoring, and thus Baltimore's run in the third inning was scored as an earned run. Now the next pitch, and it is high and outside. Ball two. The count to Gribber. Ball two, strike one. Stock pitched one inning prior to this one in the third. Hit a batter, but got out of that because of double play, so faced only three men. The Angels leading by a score of 7-2. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swings a high fly to deep left field. Gene Stevens drifting way back, and he's got it way back near the screen. Back by the Baltimore bullpen. So Gilbert put a lot of work behind that one, and had it not been going right into a stiff wind, we'd have had the first home run hit by a pitcher in the American League this season. But it's only an out, one down, brings down the top of the Angel batting order. Third baseman, Eddie Yost, two bats right. Yost popped the shortstop in the first inning, drew a walk in the second. He walked 26 times this spring in the exhibition games. So one out, nobody on here. The Angels lead, 7-2. Stock the right-hander, winds and delivers, and the fastball is right down the pike. A call, strike one. They're shading Yost a little bit around to the right for a late swinger. The next pitch, fastball, right down there again for a call, strike two. So Eddie's looked at a couple of good pitches. Red Press coaching at third, Bob Elliott at first. One out, nobody on. On to the count to Eddie Yost. Now, the next pitch. He swung on a changeup curve and missed it, strike three. So Stock strikes out Eddie Yost on three pitches. Two down and on for the Angels in the fourth inning. They scored three runs in the first, a two-run homer by Klazuski and a singleton homer by Serve. And got four runs in the second inning. Pearson drove in a run with a single, and Klazuski singled his second back-to-back homer with two on. Here's the wind-up of the pitch to Kenny Aspromonte, and he checked his swing and took one high. Kenny was called out on strikes the first inning, hit into a forced play, robbed of a base hit on a tremendous stop by the classy third baseman of the Birds, Brooks Robinson, in the second inning. Here's the ball one, no strike pitch, and it's wide, ball two. The Minnesota Twins fail to score in the top of the sixth inning at Yankee Stadium after 5.5 thirds. Minnesota nothing and the Yankees nothing. Here at Baltimore, Los Angeles leading the Orioles 7-2. Two outs and out of the top of the fourth inning, 2-0. The count here to Aspromonte. The next pitch. He looks for a good one. Right over. That fast breaking sinker pitch around the knees. Ball two, strike one. Shortstop Ronnie Hansen playing deep in the hole. Third baseman Robinson deep to third, close to the line. Swings the ground ball through the left field for a base hit. Right through the gap there, fielded by Stevens. Throws into the shortstop. Hansen cuts off. And there's a runner on here as Aspromonte gets the fifth Angel hit of the afternoon. And his first hit of the season. Rounds a sharp single between the shortstop Hansen and the third baseman Brooks Robinson. And that brings down little Albie Pearson. The Mighty Mike walked on four pitches in the first inning, and he lined a single to center field in the second, so he has scored two runs and driven in one. Pearson went down the line here to talk to the third base coach, Red Crest. So the Angels out in front here, 7-2, have a runner on first and ask for money, and the little left-handed batter, Albert Pearson, the right fielder, stands in. Stop. Right-hander to the mound for the Orioles. Stretches, looks at Aspromonte, pitches, and gets away from the catcher. Wild pitch or a fastball, Aspromonte going down to second. Rounds the bag, goes back in there, and I believe it'll be charged as a pass ball against Grandos.
A high fastball that got away from the catcher, so Aspromonte moves into scoring position. And they count to Albert Pearson, ball one. Don Steve and I have received a wire from a good friend of ours, a popular Los Angeles disc jockey. Dick Whittingell says, we'll be carrying a small transistor around Lakeside. It's a big deal for you guys. Make it live. Good luck, Whit. All right. Pearson stands in, and now with the stop taking a lot of time, now the steps out the McGrath back in. Pretty close to that plate. The little guy with a squared stance. Runner on second, two away here for the Angels. The stretch by stock. Next pitch to Albie. Takes the good letter high fastball for a call. Strike one. Ball one and strike one. This is the start of a 13 games and 15 days road trip for the Angels. This two-game series will wind up tomorrow night with a night game, which will be televised on KHJ TV Channel 9, as well as broadcast on this station. That is a change-up pitch and a call strike right into the knees. So Albie looks at the good one, ball one and strike two. After tomorrow night's game, we'll have a couple of days off. Then a single game in Boston Saturday afternoon, followed by a Sunday afternoon doubleheader at Boston against the Red Sox. One and two, the count to Pearson. Aspromonte at second, two down. The next pitch is high and away. Fastball, ball two, two and two. Eddie Matthews hit a home run for the Braves in the bottom of the fourth inning off Ernie Brolio. And at the end of four in that game of the last league, Milwaukee leads the Cardinals 1-0. Aspromonte at second, two down here. Pearson, the batter, 2-2 the count. The stretch by Stock in the pitch. Swings a slow bouncer foul off the right side. Hit that one just off the skin of the knuckles. And the count holds it, ball two and strike two. Following the weekend series of Boston, there'll be a Monday off. The Angels then play three straight day games against the Yankees at the Yankee Stadium. Then over to Detroit for three games, followed by a pair of night games against the White Sox in Chicago, and then for the big day at Wrigley Field, Los Angeles. American League Baseball arrives. The Angels and the Minnesota Twins. 2-2, the count here to Albie Pearson. West back into the stretch, checks that runner, Aspromonte with a good lead at second. The pitch, way inside and low, and it almost got by Triantos. So a full count on Pearson, ball three, strike two. Milt Papp was the 15-game winner in each of the last two seasons. Started for Baltimore, but was hit hard. His wildest and two home runs by Kluszewski and serves home run spelled his downfall. The Angels leading here by a score of 7-2. 3-2, the full count pitch coming up the stretch, and here it is. Swings, there's a high fly at the shallow right. Going back is the second baseman, Breeding, snided the right fielder in, and he makes the catch to retire the side. So in the fourth inning for the Angels, no runs, one hit, no errors. One man left on base after 3.5 innings of play. The score is Los Angeles 7 and Baltimore 2. Fans in the Republic of El Salvador, there's a city called San Vicente, famous for hot springs, geysers, and a volcano. On the slopes of this volcano, you can see vast orchards of delicate trees, each bearing its own rich bounty of coffee. Here is one of the world's outstanding areas for muffin-drawn coffee. And here is where coffee is being drawn for the Folger blend. Mount San Vicente is one of the many Folger mountains where the soil is rich and the highland air is pure and conditions are just right for growing coffee at its finest. Here, the coffee bean develops its deepest flavor. Throughout the world, there are other mountains like San Vicente with a special gift for growing coffee. There's Mount Fuego in Guatemala, Mount Irazu in Costa Rica, Mount Orizaba in Mexico, and Mount Mauna Loa in our new state, Hawaii. All growing coffee for the Folger blend. Premium mountain-grown coffee with deep flavor and rich aroma. That's why when I say coffee, I mean Folgers. Well, Eli Gerber is ready to go to work here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Angels starting pitcher has allowed two runs, one of them unearned, given up three hits. He has walked two batters, struck out nobody as yet, and Ronnie Hampson, Baltimore's rookie of the year in the National League last year, their fine shortstop and a right-handed batter, steps in. Here's the windup by Eli and the pitch. swings on a sicker ball and fouls it into the dirt behind, rolling back to the backstop. Strike one. Hanson topped the ball and bounced out in front of the plate and was thrown out by pitcher Gerber, his first time at bat in the second inning. Now the windup of the next pitch to Hanson, and he takes a let-up pitch outside. Ball one and strike one. Hanson will be followed by Gene Stevens and Marv Beattie. Now the next pitch. Swings a slow bouncer down toward third. Yost charges it, grabs it close to Kulczewski, and he digs it out of the dirt to the out. So Hanson out of there, third baseman Yost to first baseman Kulczewski, as Eli, keeping that ball down low, got Hanson to the top it. Billy Hatz, softball, warming up in the Baltimore bullpen. And here is Gene Stevens. Big, tall, left-handed batting left fielder walked in the second inning. Gerber, the right-hander, winds and delivers, and it's a fastball a little high and getting away from the catcher, Del Rice. Ball one. We received a lot of wires here on our broadcast. Congratulations on opening day coming in loud and clear in the great San Joaquin Valley. Signed, Mr. Bill Sinclair, general manager of KNGS Radio in Hanford. Ball one, the count here. One out, nobody on. Stevens waits the next pitch. He swings late on a fastball as Gerber threw his fastest pitch of the afternoon. And Stevens swung way late on it. Ball one in, strike one. Marv Breeding, the second baseman of the Orioles, on deck. Here's Gerber's next pitch, and it's a let-up pitch. Low and inside for ball two. Third baseman Eddie Yost is playing up on the corner of the grass. The outfield is fairly straight. She'd have just slapped it to the right, playing Stevens as a poor hitter, but not too much. 2-1 the count. The next pitch to him. And he arches away from an inside pitch down by the kneecaps. Ball three, 3-1. The score of the Los Angeles Angels, 7. And the Baltimore Orioles, 2. The Angels scored 3 in the first, 4 in the second. Baltimore got 1 in the second and 1 in the third. 3-1 the count here with 1 out, nobody on for the Orioles. So Gerber behind in the count, pops, kicks, pitches, and he walks him high and outside. Ball four. Let's pause now for station identification. This is the Golden West Radio Network.
This is Action Radio, KMPC, Los Angeles. And this is Johnny Grant reminding you that for good music and complete traffic information, it's the Freeway Club every afternoon on KMPC, 710 on everybody's dial.
With Don Wells and Steve Bailey from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, Maryland. Opening day of the 1961 American League Baseball season for the Los Angeles Angels and the Baltimore Orioles. Stepping to the batter's box is the right-handed batting second baseman of the Orioles, Marv Breeding, with a runner on first and one away. Here's Gerber's pitch. Swings a high pop-up behind first base. Asked for Matty moving over near the line, and he's got it to the out in fair territory by a couple of feet back on the outfield grass and short right. Stevens plotting back into first base, and there's two down. The pitcher's due up here. That walk given up to Stevens was the third pass yielded this afternoon by Eli Gerber. And we're looking for a pinch batter to come out of here. Bob Allison, one of the big sluggers, will be appearing with the Minnesota Twins on opening day at Wrigley Field, April the 27th. He hit a home run in the top of the seventh inning for Minnesota off Whitey Ford to give Minnesota at least a 1-0 lead in the top of the seventh inning. Earl Robinson coming up here to bat for the pitcher, Wes Dot. With two down, the Angels leading 7-2, a runner on first in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch to Robinson, and he checks his way and takes the good one. Fast-breaking pitch right in there for a call, strike one. Robinson's the fellow that you may recall out there on the coast. He was signed for one of the largest bonuses in Dodger history. He was purchased from the Dodgers
This past December, right-handed batter standing in, strike one, the count. Gerber works again. A little pitch is a little outside, waist high. Ball and the count level. At ball one in, strike one. This is the second pitch batter that has appeared up here this afternoon for Baltimore. Billy batted to the pitcher in the second inning and popped up. Now the stretch. A one-run pitch to Robinson. Swings a high fly at the center field. Hunt started back, moved right into his original position, and he got it to the out to retire the side. Robinson flies to Hunt. And in the fourth inning for the Birds, no runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on base at the end of four. The score, the Angels 7 and the Orioles 2.
When today's first ball was pitched, baseball's most historic event of more than a half a century was created. Los Angeles in the American League. But that's only half the story. Even greater will be the red carpet day of all days when American League Baseball comes to Los Angeles at Wrigley Field on Thursday afternoon, April 27th, against sluggers Harmon Killebrew, Jim Lemon, Bob Allison, and the Minnesota Twins. And now your red carpet to enjoy real baseball at its best with Angel season tickets becomes a reality. There are tickets for the Daylight 21 and Weekender plans. Get them now for the exciting action you'll want to see at easy-to-reach Wrigley Field, where it's comfortable and every seat is a good one. Either write or phone Wrigley Field or visit the park in person for your ticket. The address is 435 East 42nd Place. The telephone, Adams 24761. And for tops and convenience, use the easy-to-pay method, your Bank AmeriCard. Well, the Angels come to bat here in the fifth inning against the fifth pitcher, or fourth pitcher used by Baltimore, Billy Hepp. We'd like to check over the scores there if you hand them to me, Don. They have a convertible in the outfield that brings the relief pitchers in, and since Hepp is now just walking toward the mound to take his warm-up pitches, it gives us an opportunity to check the scores of other games. Bob Allison's home run in the top of the seventh inning broke a scoreless tie, and Minnesota is out in front of the Yankees at least 1-0, fighting for it against Pete Ramos. Cleveland leads Detroit 7-2 after 5.5. Jim Perry started for Cleveland. Jim Benning started for Detroit. Regan in the second, Donahue in the sixth. Kansas City leads Boston 2-1 after 3.5. Ray Herbert against Bill Mondbouquette. In the National League, there are three openers this afternoon and one tonight. In the games in progress, Cincinnati leads Chicago 4-1 after 3.5. Hobby against O'Toole, home runs by Robinson, Rogers, and Post. Post hit his with two on. Milwaukee leads St. Louis 1-0 at the end of 4.5. Eddie Matthews hit a home run off Ernie Broglio in the fourth inning. Warren Spahn pitching for Milwaukee. Pittsburgh and San Francisco play this afternoon. The Dodgers and Phillies tonight. All right, here's Kel.
That is the fourth Baltimore pitcher of the day, left-hander Billy Hepp. And he will face Ted Kluszewski, who has had two home runs, mighty blast into the right field stands, accounting for five RBI this afternoon. So the Angels lead 7-2, and a left-hander, Billy Hepp, now on the mound for Baltimore. And some dust got into the eyes of the batter, Kluszewski, as that wind swirls up that dirt from the skin part of the diamond. All right, Hepp's into his windup. Here's the pitch to Big Clue. That fooled him. Three-quarter delivery, curveball breaking right over the heart of the plate. He backed away, and it was a good pitch. A call, strike one to Kluszewski. Fourth man of the Angel batting order here in the top of the fifth inning. Kluszewski will be followed by Bob Serve and Kenny Hunt. Now the windup of the next pitch. Swings a slow bouncer to the left side. Slice down to Brooks Robinson. Makes the play easily over to Gentile for the out. Robinson to Gentile, third to first, one down. Well, they finally got Big Clue out of there. Here's Bob Serve, who hit his 96th home run of his career. Needs just four more to reach the 100 mark in home runs. Hit that one with nobody on to the first, struck out of the second. A right-handed batter. The southpaw, Hep, works, and the pitch is a called strike on the outside corner just above the knees. One out, nobody on. The Angels at bat here, top of the fifth inning at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, Maryland. Playing third for a straightaway hitter, and the infield is very deep for him. The ex-Yankee slugger. Now Hep lines and pitches again. That one hit the dirt before it reached the plate. Very low. Ball one and strike one. Heff was not afforded too much of an opportunity to work often last year. Here's the next pitch to serve. Always swinging that let-up pitch and missed it. Billy Heff really pulled the chain on that one, and it's ball one and strike two to serve. The Angels got 3 runs in the first inning, all produced on home runs, and 4 in the second, 3 of them on Klazuski's second homer. Baltimore getting another run in the second, adding another one in the third. Now the pitch to serve. Strike 3 swing on a fastball. It struck him out. So 2 outs, then on, and that brings on the Angels center fielder, Kenny Hunt. Drafted from the New York Yankees, he batted 273 last year at Richmond. Walked in the first inning today, was hit by a pitch ball in the third, so this is his first official time at bat. Heff, the left-hander, ready to work to this right-handed batter. Hunt swings on a curveball and misses it. Strike one. 2 outs, done on, the infield and outfield back and straight away. Heft into his lineup. A fastball is low and inside. Ball one, the count levels, and ball one and strike one. Little Albie Pearson's done a good job today. Drove in a run. Also got a walk. Albie's playing in his 300th Major League game. Now the windup and the next pitch, the 1-1 pitch to Hunt. Lets up and takes the pitch low. He started the swing, checked it. A low changeup pitch. Ball 2, strike 1 here to Kenny Hunt. They're shading him a little bit around to the right for a late swinger. That's because of the wind, which is very strong from the left field corner or toward the right field corner. Now, the 2-1 pitch to Kenny. Swings, there's a high fly, and it's a shallow right center, beating the second baseman going back, the right fielder coming in. A collision there, but it's an out. As the right fielder, Snyder, collided with Reading, Hunt went all the way around to third base, but the ball was caught out there. I think it was caught by Reading, the second baseman. So that retires the side, 3 up and 3 down, in the fifth inning for the Angels. Nothing across after 4.5 innings. The score remains Los Angeles 7 and Baltimore 2.
Fans, if you would like to increase your baseball IQ, listen to this special offer from Folgers Coffee. For only 25 cents at a Folger label, you can get an amazing device that will answer just about any baseball question you can think of. And this is called the Ball of Fame. It was invented by the famous first baseman Babe Dahlgren, who figured out a way to store up thousands of baseball facts in a cleverly constructed dial. That's right, you simply ask the question and then dial yourself the answer in a matter of seconds. The Ball of Fame has all the facts about most valuable players, no-hit games, champion base dealers, park dimensions, you name it. And send for yours by writing to Folger's Ball of Fame, Box 60, Box 60, Los Angeles 51, California. Enclosed 25 cents and an instant Folger's label, or 25 cents and the last inch from a Folger's unwinding band. The address again, Folger's Ball of Fame, Box 60, Los Angeles 51, California. Please allow a week for delivery. And fans, remember, when I say coffee, I mean Folger's.
Eli Gerber ready to face the top of the Baltimore batting order here in the last half of the fifth inning. It will be Jackie Brandt, Russ Snyder, Brooks Robinson. Gerber in 4 innings has allowed 2 runs, 1 of them unearned, given up 3 hits and walked 3 batters. Now Brandt steps out of the batter's box as the big gust of wind swept through. Now he's back in, a right-handed batter. Here's Gerber's pitch to him, and it's a little wide at the waist. Ball one. Brandt has 2 for 2 today. Both of them singles to left field. Pulled that ball in the first and third innings. Shortstop Raquel playing very deep, but he used up a bit, even with a bag. And there's a curveball right in there, just above the knees. He looked at a good pitch. Count levels here. Ball one and strike one on Jackie Brandt, the Baltimore center fielder. The score of the Angels 7 and the Orioles 2 in the last of the fifth inning. Now the pitch, an overhand curve that really fooled him right in there. He ducked away, and that ball really broke. That would have rolled right off the tabletop, and the count is ball one and strike two. Nobody on, nobody out for the Orioles. Last half of the fifth inning.
Gerber out in front for the count. Delivers. Strike three called. He looked at a good one. Fast breaking curve right over the outer half of the plate. Waist high. And there is Eli Gerber's first strikeout of the day and the season. Well, one out for the Orioles here in the last of the fifth inning. And it brings on the left-handed batting right fielder, Russ Snyder. Hit into a fourth play on a grounder to Aspromonte in the first inning and walked in the third. So he's 0 for 1 today. Batted 260 for Kansas City last year. Gerber works. Straight called. He ducked away from what he thought was an inside pitch, but let her high right over the inside corner. One out and on. Strike one the count. Gerber's next pitch. Strike called. Another big breaking curveball. Waist high right in there. Good pitch. So Snyder's looked at a couple of good ones there, and Gerber has the big edge on him in the count, 0-2. On deck is Brooks Robinson. Here's Gerber's next pitch. He wasted the fastball, and it wasn't too wide, just a little outside. 0-1, strike two. Wayne Snyder for a straightaway hitter. Now the pitch, a let-up pitch, way outside, low ball two, 2-2. Rice Shog stepping out in front of the plate. Catcher Del Rice hollering something to Eli. Gerber before today had pitched only three innings against Baltimore. He shakes off two signs from Rice. Now he's ready for the 2-2 delivery, and here it is. Swings a line drive down the right field line, foul, right in the corner of the box seats. So the count holds at 2-2. Time for the world's shortest commercial. Listen carefully. When I say coffee, I mean Folgers. So the count holds at ball two, strike two on the Baltimore right fielder, Russ Snyder. In tomorrow night's game here, which will be telecast as well as radio broadcast on this station, we'll see Baltimore's fine young left-hander, Steve Barber, going against the veteran right-hander, Ned Garber, for the Angels. Here's the windup again in the 2-2 pitch. Swing, the ball sliced out to left field. Served good, getting over, and he's there. Just had to take a few steps. So Snyder out on a high liner, which served the left fielder, or the Angels caught over in left center. Two outs and on, and the batter is the third baseman for Baltimore, Brooks Robinson. Robbie grounded into a double play in the first inning, hit into a fourth play in the third. Gerber, the right-hander, kicks and delivers. Fastball swung on a fly ball off the deep right center. Hepthorn way back, and he can't get it. Oh, he misjudged a little bit. There's the batter going into second base, standing up, a two-base hit. Not had a lot of room out there, and Pearson was shouting at him. But Hep started to stop on the ball, and it dropped over his head and rolled to the screen for a two-base hit. It was misjudged by the Angel center fielder, Hunt. And it goes as a double for Robinson and brings up Jim Gentile. So there is Baltimore's first extra base hit of the day. Gentile, who is singled and hit into a force play, comes to bat. First baseman, left-handed batter, hit 292 last year. Dangerous man, hit 21 homers and drove in 96 runs. Here's the first pitch to him. Swings a high fly ball out into short center field. Raquel Aspromonte, Hunt all back there. Raquel, a shortstop, takes it in. That retires the side. Fifth inning, Baltimore. No runs, one hit, no errors, one man left on base. And the Orioles have stranded five. We move into the sixth with the score of the Angels 7, Baltimore 2.
Today, Brazil is the land of boom towns. In the state of Paraná, Brazil, the towns are teeming with people. It's almost like the California Gold Rush, in fact. But in Paraná, Brazil, it's not gold they're after. This is coffee. Here in this pioneer land, the fertile soil has made possible a great industry. Millions of young, vigorous coffee trees have been planted, and sprawling plantations cover the valleys and hills. In this land of rich soil and clean air, the yield is big, and the coffee beans are deep-flavored and pure. coffee beans like those from Panama are blended to create instant Folgers coffee. The one instant coffee people drink for a reason other than convenience alone. And that reason is flavor. Instant Folgers coffee, a modern achievement in flavor and the result of over a century of experience in blending and roasting fine coffee. Rich, deep-flavored coffee beans like those grown in Paraná, Brazil. Another reason why, when I say instant coffee, I mean instant Folgers.
Your regular business hours.
At Yankee Stadium in New York, the Minnesota Twins have knocked Whitey Ford out of the box in the seventh inning. They're still batting. We know they have at least one run in on Bob Addison's home run. And Terry has come on to pitch the seventh inning for the Yankees. Here it is Fritz Bakel, the little shortstop of the Angels, the right-handed batter, standing here. The left-hander, Billy Heff, going into this double pumping motion, delivers. Sidearm pitch is a strike, catches the outer half of the plate. Midway between the belt knees for this little fella. Bakel is 5 foot, 5 1/2 inch, stockily built shortstop. He's going 0 for 2, popped the short, hit into a double play. The next pitch to him. Checks the swing on a wide fastball. For ball one, the count levels here, ball one and strike one. And they score here at Baltimore. The Los Angeles Angels in their first game in the American League. Leading Baltimore 7-2 in the top of the sixth. Now the pitch to Bakel. That's a let-up pitch high and away from him. Ball two, 2-1. Heff set the Angels down in order. Their middle three in the fifth inning, now facing the tail end of the batting order in the top of the sixth. Has a 2-1 count on Fritz Bakel. Here's Heff winding, delivers. Swings late on a fastball and misses. Strike two, 2-2. Billy Heff did most of his major league pitching for the Detroit Tigers from 1952 to 1959 when he was traded to Boston and to Baltimore. Played with three clubs in 59. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Bakel, and it's high and away, ball three at a full count, 3-2. Nobody on and nobody out for the Los Angeles Angels in the top of the sixth inning. Angels getting off to a big early lead. Three runs in the first and four in the second. The next pitch swings. There's a ground ball. And it's by the shortstop going out to left field for a base hit. Fielded by left fielder Stevens. Throws in here to Ronnie Hanson. And it's a single for Fritz Bakel. So there's his first hit of the season. The first hit off Billy Heff. The Angels' sixth hit of the ball game. The Orioles have four hits. And the batter now is the Angel catcher, Dell Wright. Dell walked in the second, flied to left field in the third. That's right. The left-hander, Heff, looks at the runner. There's a bunted ball down to the right side. Pitcher gets it, looks to second, and throws to Gentile at first to be out of sacrifice for Rice. Moving Fritzy Bakel over to second base. So 1-3 on the put-out. Pitcher Heff to the first baseman, Jim Gentile. And now that brings on the Angel pitcher, Eli Gerba, right-handed batter, failed in an attempt to sacrifice the second inning and flied very deep to Stevens in left field of the fourth. The runner on second is Bakel. Here's the pitch. Munts the ball to the right side. The pitcher gets it, and he's going to first, and he is out. So another sacrifice bunt moves Bakel around to third base and brings the top of the batting order up, Eddie Yost. So on both those sacrifice bunts, Heff, the pitcher, fielded through to Gentile at first. Eddie Yost up here, popped the short, walked to the second inning, and struck out swinging in the fourth. Angels have a runner at third, two away, and they lead here by a score of 7-2 as they really flex their muscles in the first and second innings. Kluziski and Serve homered in the first, Kluziski a three-run homer in the second. Eddie holds the swing, takes the fastball, low and inside, ball one. Minnesota came up with three runs in the top of the seventh, knocking Whitey Ford out of the box, and the Twins lead the Yankees 3-0. Here's Heff's windup and pitch to Yost, and it's in there. Slider for a call strike, the count on Eddie, levels it, ball one and strike one. Yost, who batted 260 last year,
Richie Bertell over on third. Now the left-hander Heff works again, and a fastball's a little high and tight to him. Ball two, strike one. Runner on third. Two down, now the pitch. A let-up pitch and a good one. And he looks on in the outside corner, waist high. Ball two, strike two. Walking into our Golden West Broadcasting booth up here at Memorial Stadium, one of our sponsors, Mr. Joe Greasydick, president of the Falstaff Brewing Company. Here's a strike three. This is a good one. Good ball in there at the lead. Well, that retires the side of the sixth inning for the Angels. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left out. It'll be in the five and a half. The score remains Los Angeles 7 and the Baltimore Orioles 2. It's the Angels 7 and the Orioles 2. Opening day at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, Maryland. Cold and windy. Here's Gerber's next pitch. Change-up crew ball inside. Took something off that one. Ball one and strike one. Triandos will be followed by the shortstop, Ronnie Hanson, and then the left fielder, Gene Stevens. Gerber's next pitch is a little high outside. Ball two. Two and one. Gerber's been in there since the start, pitched five innings, has allowed but two runs. One of those was unearned. He's given up four hits, walked three batters, and struck out one. Art Eli ready for the 2-1 delivery to Triando. Swings a high pop-up over near second base. Asks Monty, waiting for it just for the right of the bag. In the well, one away. You know, Baltimore finished second of the Yankees last year by eight games, but it was around the 15th of September, I believe, that they were only a half game off the pace. And then they went into that tragic experience of moving into Yankee Stadium and seeing the Bronx Bombers sweep four games. All right, one out here, none on, and the fine shortstop, Ronnie Hanson, stepped in. But then as the wind blew up, he moved out of the batter's box. Ronnie is grounded out twice to the pitcher and to the third baseman, Eddie Yost. Gerber into the windup, delivers, fastball slant, a bouncer right at Bertell, the shortstop, takes on a big handle on the second half, over to Clue, plenty of time, two down here for the Orioles in the sixth. Few schedules give one club the opportunity to take a quick, firm lead in the pennant race that is off to the Orioles, for during the first month's play, 20 of 27 Baltimore games are against what are designated by the experts as second division clubs. Here's Gene Stevens. He's walked twice. Gained fame as Ted Williams' old caddy with the Red Sox. Angels lead here, 7-2 in the last of the sixth. Here's the pitch to Stevens. Takes low, ball one. Total so far, the Angels 7 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors. Baltimore 2 runs, 4 hits, and no errors committed. Ball one, no strikes count. Gerber cranks, delivers, swings, there's a hard smash to right field for a base hit. Between Aspamonte and Pulisic, fielded by Pearson. Stevens makes his turn, wheels back into first base with a single, and there's hit number 5 for the Orioles. Here's the second baseman, Marv Breeding, up to bat. Manager Paul Richards described just for us somebody that the opposition never raves about, but after a ball game are usually completely distraught because he does so much to hurt him in the late innings. Right-handed batter. The pitch down to the dirt gets away from the catcher. There goes the runner to second base. The ball is retrieved by the pitcher as Del Rice couldn't find it. It's a wild pitch charged against Gerber, and Stevens moves into scoring position. And the count on the batter, Marv Breeding, ball one. That one got away down in the dirt. Should Breeding get on base there, I believe Sarkisian is going to bat for a bit of half the pitcher. Art Wilhelm, the old knuckleballer, warming up for the Baltimore bullpen. Now the stretch. Here's the next pitch to Breeding. Try to check his swing on a foul ball. Now stops front of the plate after hitting the batter. The count is ball one and strike one. Gene Stevens on second, two out here for the Birds in the last of the sixth inning. It wasn't the Birds, but it was the Angels who were really
flapping their wings in the first couple innings out here this afternoon. Now the stretch, one run to count. The pitch. Strike. A good fastball in the inside corner, let it high. So Eli Gerber has the edge. Ball one and strike two on Marv Reedy. Pitchers at San Francisco, we have them now. Bob Frim for the Pirates and Sad Sam Jones for San Francisco. No scores yet on that one. Here it's the Angels leading the Orioles 7-2. Baltimore with Stevens on second, two down. One and two, the count on Breeding. The stretch by Gerber, the pitch. Curveball high and inside. Ball two. Two and two. Gerber, who prior to today had faced the Baltimore Orioles in only three innings in his major league career, in five and two-thirds innings here, has given up the two runs thus far and only five hits. Now the stretch. 2-2 the count to Breeding. Here it comes. Swings, there's a high fly ball out the left field corner. Chased by Serb, Raquel, and Yost, and it is out of play into the lower box seats. So the count holds it, ball two and strike two. Incidentally, Ronnie Klein, the former Pittsburgh right-hander, was purchased last night by the Angels for an unannounced amount of cash from the St. Louis Cardinals. Ron incidentally pitched for Angel General Manager Fred Haney when the latter was manager of the Pirates. And Klein reported this morning and is in uniform. So the Angels acquired some new ball players here lately. Another pitcher, Ray Semplock, and of course their shortstop starting in the season opener today, Fritzy Brickell. All right, 2-2 the count here on Breeding. Stevens, who after two downs, singled and took second on a wild pitch, takes his lead. Now the pitch. Strike three, swinging to retire the side. Got him in a big bending curveball. That's the second strikeout for Eli Gerber, and at the end of six innings of play, after Baltimore failed to score on one run and left one stranded, for a total of six stranded, it is the Los Angeles Angels 7 and the Baltimore Orioles 2.
Well, today's the beginning of the big league season, and for a lot of you fans, there's a great opportunity for a new beginning in filter smoking. Until now, you had only two choices in filter cigarettes. Those that had the filter you wanted, or the others that had good-tasting blends. Naturally, you wanted both, the filter and the right taste. And today, you can get both combined in one cigarette, Viceroy. Viceroy's got it at both ends. Got the filter, got the blend. Deep Weave Filter, first of the modern filters. The perfect filter for Viceroy's good-cured blend. Remember, some cigarettes give you the filter you want, others a good-tasting blend. But only Viceroy's got it at both ends. Deep Weave Filter, Deep Cured Blend. They go together. So fans, start the season off right. Smoke Viceroy.
They go together. Go together. The Deep Weave Filter and the Deep Cured Blend. Viceroy's got it.
Well, now that you Angel fans have taken your seventh inning stretch, let's go back to play. Los Angeles leading 7-2. Ken Aspromonte leads off, and here's Don Wells.
Thank you, Steve. Second baseman Ken Aspromonte will lead off here against the left-hander Billy Hepp. Well, two of the happiest people in the ballpark today are seated right down below us, Gene Autry and Bob Reynolds. And they're really happy that the Angels picked up three in the first and four in the second and lead here 7-2 as we start the seventh inning. Lou Johnson ran down into the bullpen area. That is beyond the wire fence out in right field, so the Lou waiting for them to open the gate down there. Play is held up momentarily. Aspromonte stepping in now. Ken has one hit. Three times at bat. Scored a run in the second inning. And facing the fourth Baltimore pitcher of the afternoon, Billy Hepp. Pitch swung on, foul. Back on the screen. Strike one. Hepp to force a screwball. I've noticed that in the few pitches that he's thrown us this afternoon. The Minnesota Twins trade the New York Yankees nothing at the end of seven. The Cleveland Indians 7, the Detroit Tigers 5 at the end of 7. Bubba Phillips just popped a homer for Cleveland, however, in the 8th with a man on. So they have expanded their lead now to 9-5 at least. That is Cleveland's lead. Here's the one strike offering by Heft, and it's Lone Close, one ball and one strike. Kansas City 2, Boston 1 at the end of 5. In the National League, Cincinnati 7, the Cubs 1, that game in the last half of the 6th. Milwaukee 1, St. Louis nothing at the end of 6. Pitch again, low, close, ball two, and it's 2-1. Ken Aspromonte, Albie Pearson, and Ted Kluziski will come up here. First half of the seventh inning. The Angels lead 7-2. The motion again by Heft, and the pitch swung on. High fly ball up into the wind out in left field. Coming off of the ball is Stevens going out toward Hanson, and the shortstop, Ronnie Hanson, caught it fair. Took it by about a foot inside the line, well down the foul line. Now for station identification, this is the Golden West Radio Network.
This is KMPC, 50,000 watts, Los Angeles. And this is Dick Whittinghill suggesting you stay tuned to the only radio station with two Airwatch helicopters, one of them co-piloted by a dog. Action Radio at 7:10 on everybody's dial.
Little Albie steps into the batter's box. Albie walked and scored in the first, single, drove in a run and scored a run in the second. Pitch to him now, and he ran up on it, tried to bunt it. He's had a bluff it, and he took a good pitch for a strike. And Albie then flat out in the fourth inning to retire the side. Robinson pulled in from third as Pearson had run up on that pitch by Billy Heft. Now with one strike on him, the let-up by Billy right in there for strike to make it nothing and two. One out with nobody on. Start of a 13 games in 15 days road trip for the Angels. Here's the two-strike pitch coming in. Pearson takes up a bit high, and it's one ball and two strikes. So this two-game series winds up tomorrow night with a night game, followed by 2 days off. Then we'll have a single game in Boston Saturday, followed by a Sunday doubleheader. Then we'll play three straight day games in New York. Pitch to Pearson, strike three called. Nice side-on delivery by Billy Heff that caught Pearson leading away from the plate. So Albie is called out on strikes. Now they have two outs in the seventh. Here's the first baseman, Ted Kluziski. Clue hit a two-run homer in the first inning, hit a three-run homer in the second, and then bounced out to third baseman Brooks Robinson leading off the fifth. Billy Heft, the left-hander, works to Kluziski. The motion going and the pitch on the way. Clue swings, little pop-up off of the right side. Second baseman Marv Breeding calling for this. On the dirt surface of the infield, midway between first and second, makes the catch to retire the side. Clue banged that one right off the handle. Three up and three down in the seventh inning, and with nothing across, the score at the end of the first half of the seventh, are Los Angeles Angels 7 and the Baltimore Orioles 2.
Take a clean, pure sound. Take a rich, mellow sound. They go together. They go together. Pure and rich. They go together like the deep weed filter and the deep cured blend.
Go together, the deep weed filter and the Viceroy blend. Go together, Viceroy got it. That's how then.
Sure, some cigarettes tell you they've got the filter. Others, the blend. But Viceroy's got it at both ends. Got the deep weave filter and the deep cured blend. Deep weave filter, the perfect filter to go with Viceroy's deep cured blend.
They go together, the deep weave filter and the deep cured blend. Viceroy's got it at both ends.
Yes, sir, Viceroy's got it at both ends. Got the filter, got the blend. A great smoke, get Viceroy. Jack Kasajian comes up here to bat for the pitcher, Billy Heff. The Orioles have been granted a 30-day extension on their conditional purchase agreement on Kasajian. If he fails to make the Baltimore roster, and apparently he's going to make it here, but they still have a 30-day extension. If he should fail to make the Baltimore roster, he will be returned to the Los Angeles Dodgers Spokane Club. Chuck Kasajian, right-handed batter. Fight a man for the Dodgers in the 59 World Series in a pinch-hitting role on a couple of occasions. Gets two distance jobs. Curveball swung on. There's a high pop-up back of the mound. Coming over for it, Julio Becerra just came in to play first, and Becerra makes the catch. One out. So Julio Becerra in there in place of Ted Kluziski. And Julio responsible for the first put-out here in the Baltimore half of the seventh inning. The Minnesota Twins came up with two more runs in the eighth inning on a two-run homer by Reno Bertaglia. And they lead 5-0 over the Yankees. New York batting in the last half of the eighth. That homer off Ralph Terry. Here's center fielder Jackie Brandt. Stepping in there now. One out. Dunahan. Angels lead 7-2. Big motion by Gerber. The pitch low and outside for ball one. So the Angels have scored 7 runs on a half dozen hits. Baltimore with 2 runs on 5 hits. The pitch by Eli. Right in there. Spike call to make it 1-1. 3 times today, manager Paul Richards has gone to the bench. Dave Philly, Earl Robinson, and Chuck Kosygin. And Gerber has disposed of all of them. High floating curve and a swing and a foul off this. Back up on the screen. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Well, it's been on the cold side and cloudy out here at Memorial Stadium today, but that's the kind of weather that puts players on their toes and the kind of weather when it's good to sit back and light up a Viceroy as you enjoy this ball game today here in the last half of the 7th inning. 2-strike delivery coming in now. Sidearm pitch off the inside edge of the plate to make it 2 balls, 2 strikes. Gerber with a 2-strike offering again. Fed one in there that apparently was up a bit too high. Kind of shown on the board out there and indicated now that it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. So it's an even count shown on Brandt. One out here with nobody on. Gerber has been terrific. He's scattered around 5 hits. Let's see. It is shown now. Full count, 3-2. Plate umpire Stevens just stepped around to the right side of the plate. Now they've made the correction on the board. So this...
Number 8, Snyder.
Russ Snyder has been up 3 times, reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning, walked in the third, flat out of the fifth. Curveball, swing and a bounding ball right back by Gerber, base hit in the center field. So with 2 out in the 7th inning, that is hit number 6. He gave up a single to Brandt in the first, single to Gentile in the second, single to Brandt in the third. The only extra base hit, a double by Robinson in the fifth, single by Stevens in the sixth, single by Snyder here in the seventh. 37,352. That's the official paid attendance. 37,352 at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore. Brooks Robinson, 1 hit, 3 times at bat, and the pitch to the right hand is swung on. Here's a high pop up on the third base side. Eddie Yost coming outside the line, getting up it now. Yost makes the catch, and that retires the side. So in the 7th inning, no runs, 1 hit. No errors, 1 left. Score at the end of 7. The Angels 7, Baltimore 2.
Well, it started today, the Angels on a march that in time can lead to a World Series. It's Major League Baseball, American League Baseball, the best, naturally. And the Angels are in the thick of the excitement. They'll be home on Thursday, April the 27th, for the history-making inaugural of American League Baseball in Wrigley Field, when they play the Minnesota Twins. The slugging stars, Bob Addison, Harm Killebrew, and Jim Lemon. But first on the road, the Orioles. Then from here to Boston, the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Tigers, and the White Sox in Chicago. And then, the day of days in easy-to-reach Wrigley Field. Ensure yourself now of all the thrills of this never-to-be-forgotten day. You just won't be in style if you're not there. By ordering your comfortable seats, with that right before your eyes, close-up view. Remember, you can make it easy on yourself with a Bank America card for tickets. Call, write, or visit Wrigley Field. The address, 435 East 42nd Place. The phone number, Adams 24761. Now running down the scoreboard at the end of 8 at Yankee Stadium, Minnesota now leads the Yankees 5-0. Rene Patoy had a 2-run homer in the 8th inning. And at the end of 8 innings at Detroit, the score there, the Cleveland Indians are leading the Detroit Tigers 9-5. And at the end of 6 at Boston, the Kansas City Athletics leading the Boston Red Sox 4-1. In the bottom of the 7th inning, of course, at the end of 7 innings here at Baltimore, it's 7-2. The Angels over the Baltimore Orioles. In the National League, in the last of the 7th inning, Cincinnati Reds lead the Chicago Cubs 7-1, 0-2 all the way thus far for Cincinnati. And at the bottom of the seventh inning at Milwaukee, the Braves lead the Cardinals 1-0 on Eddie Matthews, fourth inning home run off Ernie Brolio. Warren Spahn has pitched shutout ball for seven frames at the Cardinals. Pittsburgh failed to score in the top of the inning at Candlestick Park. So it's the Pirates nothing and the Giants nothing there. Bob Friend against Bad Sam Jones. And the Phillies and the Dodgers start the Coliseum. All right, we have a new pitcher as the Angels come to bat here in the top of the seventh inning and serve the batter and tell you about it again, Don Wells.
Clyde Wilhelm is the new pitcher. So we have the oversized mitt now, the catcher's mitt being used by Gus Priandas, this mammoth thing, this mammoth hunk of leather that they use for the Wilhelm knuckleball. And the leadoff man for the Angels will be left fielder Bob Sir. Pete Ramos, who never has too much in the way of success with the Yankees, he has them shut out for eight innings. That's quite a job today at Yankee Stadium. Swing on the knuckler and a miss for strike one. Wilhelm is sometimes referred to as tilt. He has a cast in one eye, and he leans that head to one side to get that sign, but you can just about figure what he's going to throw anyway. And the next one bites down in the dirt, and it's one ball and one strike. Also called the dancer because of his very elusive knuckler. In the 60 season, he wound up winning 11 and losing 8. 3.31 earned run mark. Swing on the knuckleball. Long shot, but foul down the left field line. Serve. Smiling now as he steps back to the plate. Conversation with Gus Priandas. Bob hit a homer in the first inning. A long poke 400 feet away over the fence out in right center field. Struck out in the second. Struck out again in the fifth. Here are one ball, two strike counts. The eighth inning getting underway, and the Angels lead 7-2. And the next pitch is swung on. There's a high, shallow fly ball out in right field. Moving on for Snyder. Drifting back a bit now as the wind caught that ball. And he puts it away. So Bob serve flies to Russ Snyder in right. One out of the eighth inning. Coming up, the center fielder, Ken Hunt. Wilhelm saw service both as a starter and a reliever in the 60 season. Pitched to Kenny Hunt in close, ball one. Ken today has been up there three times, walked in the first, hit by a pitch in the third, popped out in the fifth. The motion, the pitch. Knuckles right in there, strike. The flutter ball, and it's one ball and one strike. Richard sometimes refers to Wilhelm as Dr. Hoyt and his traveling medicine show, and puts on quite a show with that knuckleball. Here's a swing over and a miss. One ball and two strikes. 6 feet tall, 190 pounds. Started out his organized baseball career in 1942. Originally with the Giants. The knuckles low and outside. Ball two, and it's 2-2. He had a great year with the Giants in 1952 when he won 15 games, lost only three, and had an earned run mark of 2.43. Wilhelm, 2-2 on Hunt, and the pitch swung on. There's a pop-up on the left side. Third baseman Brooks Robinson makes the call. Midway between second and third, makes the catch. Now there are two out of the eighth inning. Here is Fritz Brickell. Popped out in the first inning, hit into a double play in the third, singled in the sixth. Two down, nobody on, and the pitch by Wilhelm, swing and a ground ball off of the shortstop side. One hop to Ronnie Hansen, there's the throw in the dirt, dug up by Gentile. Nice pickup to retire the side. In the eighth inning, three up and three down, that's the Angel story, and with nothing across to score at the end of the first half of the eighth, the Angels 7, Baltimore 2. Now for all you fans who like a little music between innings, here's a new hit tune for smokers.
They go together, the deep weed filter and the deep cured blend. Viceroy's got it at both ends.
Yes, Viceroy's got it at both ends, and what a difference that makes. Used to be you had to choose between the filter cigarette with the filter you wanted or the other kind with the right blend for taste. And, of course, you want it both in one cigarette. And today you get it in Viceroy. Only Viceroy's got it at both ends, got the filter, got the blend. You get Viceroy's Deep Weed Filter. That's the first of the modern filters. The perfect filter to go with Viceroy's rich, deep, cured blend. And, man, how they go together. Try Viceroy.
They go together, the Deep Weed Filter and the Deep Cured Blend. Viceroy's got it at both ends.
An outfield change now for the Angels. Lou Johnson replaces Bob Serve in left. So Johnson in left, Hunt in center, Albie Pearson in right. No change in the infield. Julio Becker is at first, Aspromonte at second, Raquel at short, Eddie Yost at third. Del Rice works behind the plate on the mound, Eli Gerber, who so far has given up 6 hits. 5 of them have been singles. The Giants have taken a 2-0 lead over the Pirates at the end of one. Friend and Jones. Milwaukee 1, St. Louis nothing at the end of 7. Braves lead in the homer by Eddie Matthews in the 4th. Jim Gentile leads off, curveball by Gerber. And he really hollers in at Stevens as John says that was low and close for ball one. Well, it's shown on the board as a strike. So we'll double check on it now. Fastball swung on, foul back on the screen. Big cut on that pitch by Gentile. Scoreboard indicates a nothing and two count. So unless we get show of a correction by Stevens with Gerber now taking a look at the board. Gerber's still looking at it, and it may be he wonders about it. Now it is shown 1-1. That's the thing that had Gerber fooled and me fooled for a moment was the fact that the scoreboard still has 2 strikes up there, and it's a 1-ball, 1-strike count. Here's the motion again. Eli let up on one, is swinging a very high fly ball, not going anywhere out in right center field. Ken Hunt is there, moving in a bit to his left, makes the catch. So Gentile, 1-for-4 today. He is singled in the second inning. Here's the catcher, Gus Triandos. Gus is fighting the big wind out here today. That terrific wind that has been ripping across from left to right. Flied out in the second, flied out in the third, and popped out in the sixth. Here's the pitch to Gus. Fastball by Gerber, letter high, but outside, and it's ball one. The Angels lead 7-2. We're in the last half of the eighth inning. Gerber to the rosin bag. Here's the pitcher on the way. Another fastball swung on, driven out into left field. Lou Johnson in the track of this ball makes the catch. Hit it right at Johnson. Lou started in a step, then gave a step, made the catch. Now they're two gone in the eighth inning. Here's the shortstop, Ronnie Hanson. So, what a pitching performance by Gerber. One extra base hit. Doubled by Robinson in the fifth. The motion and the pitch. Big curve that he broke off low and outside for ball one. And what a day for Klosiewski. 5 RBIs, that'll put him out in front in the American League in RBIs at the end of first big day of the season. There's a strike call offered to Ronnie Hanson, and it's 1-ball and 1-strike. Put him out of the lead in home runs, too, with a pair in this game. Here's the 1-1 delivery offered up by Gerber, and it's low outside, ball two, to make it 2-1. Remember that Angel Report scores and interviews with American League stars follows every Angel broadcast, every game. We'll have quite a show for you today. Ball two and strike one with two out, none on. Ronnie Hanson, who has been checked in the infield today 3 times, waits now, and the 2-1 pitch to him. Swung on, there's a fly ball, got it out of the infield, driven well out toward left center. Lou Johnson there, also Kenny Hunt. Hunt makes the catch to retire the side. So another ball, well tagged, but fighting the wind. 3 up and 3 down, nothing across for the Orioles, and the score at the end of 8 innings of play. Score in the totals. Our Angels, 7 runs, 6 hits, and 3 errors. Baltimore, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors.
Take a clean, pure sound. Take a rich, mellow sound. They go together. Pure and rich. They go together like the Deep Weave Filter and the Deep Cured Blend in Viceroy Cigarettes.
They go together, the Deep Weave Filter and the Viceroy Blend. Go together, they go together, Viceroy's got it, at full bend.
Sure, some cigarettes tell you they've got the filter. Others, the blend. But Viceroy's got it at both ends. got the Deep Weave Filter and the Deep Cured Blend. Deep Weave Filter, the perfect filter to go with Viceroy's Deep Cured Blend.
They go together, go together, the Deep Weave Filter and the Deep Cured Blend. Viceroy's got it, that's the land.
Yes, sir, Viceroy's got it at both ends, got the filter, got the blend. A great smoke, get Viceroy. Minnesota came up with another run in the ninth inning, and they lead the Yankees 6-0. Here in the Angel half of the ninth, catcher Del Rice, the eighth man of the batting order, moves in there against right-hander Hoyt Wilhelm. Del has been up three times, walked in the second, flied out in the third, and sacrificed in the sixth. Six hits apiece for these two teams. There's a pitch by Wilhelm, high and outside, and it's ball one. Wilhelm set again, and the next one right in there. Strike to make it 1-1. This oversized mitt is really something. In the pocket of this catcher's mitt, you can put about four or five baseballs. They made it that size just to be able to give the catcher some help down there. Swing and a foul off on the first base side, drops very quickly away from Jim Gentile, and it's one ball and two strikes. One and two. One of the new Baltimore coaches is Jim Busby. The, of course, the veteran outfielder can be converted back to active player status almost immediately. Now the two-strike offering to Del Rice popped out of the mitt of Triantas up high, and it's ball two and strike two. The Baltimore infield today is the same that started last year's opener when the Orioles knocked over the old Washington Senators 3-2 before 32,747 fans. Pitch to Rice, swing, and a tap foul left side of the plate. And after their win in the opener, the Orioles then dropped two in a row to the Senators, and then they lost three straight to the Yankees in New York. Two balls, two strikes. Del Rice up there and waiting, and the pitch outside at the knee, ball three. 3-2. Took out on Del Rice. Eli Gerber will be up there next. The pitch swung out. There's a high foul up over our heads. Up into the upper deck. Here at Memorial Stadium 2, they have a mezzanine section. Just a sort of a very brief third tier here that is right under the upper deck portion of the ballpark. I'd say it's only about, well, it contains about five or six rows of seats. Swinging a ground ball over the shortstop side. Easy hop for Hanson. Throw to first. Got him. So Del Rice goes out of there short to first. Ronnie Hanson to his left to pick that ball up, moving toward the bag at second. Coming out of the dugout now, Eli Gerber. Here's the hand for Eli. What a job he has done here on opening day. Richly deserved the applause that Gerber gets now as he walks up to the plate. Eli's been up there three times, reached on a fielder's choice and scored a run in the second inning, flat out in the fourth and sacrificed in the sixth. And the pitch low, outside, ball one. Sun is out rather brightly now, and the shadow of the upper deck in left field creeps out across the outfield grass, out in front of the left field of Gene Stevens. Swing, and a foul tip to make it one ball and one strike. Snyder in right field, Jackie Brown in center, Gene Stevens in left, Robinson, Hanson, Breeding, Gentile, third to first around the infield. Briandis on the receiving end, and Wilhelm, fifth pitcher, delivers in a swing and a ground ball. Shortstop side, nice backhand by Hanson, throws down to the dirt, picked up by Gentile. And what a fielding play. Ronnie Hanson, to begin with, deep in the hole at short, backhand of the ball, fired it down in the dirt out in front of Gentile, and Jim, with that tremendously long stretch of his, reached down, made the pickup of that ball, and that is out number two. So in this game, you give credit where it is due, and it certainly applied there. Now there are two out here as third baseman Eddie Yost. Eddie popped out of the first inning, walked in the second, struck out in the fourth, and again in the sixth. Two down, ninth inning, and the pitch up high to Eddie for ball one. All the Angels scoring came in the first two innings. Three in the first, four in the second. The big gun, Klaziski, and the pitch outside. Make it ball two. Two and nothing. Pappas, the starter for the Orioles, went an inning and two-thirds. He walked four men. Papa, the number two pitcher, went a third of an inning. Wes Stock worked two innings, and Billy Heff went three. Right down the middle for a strike to make it two and one. Heff was very effective. He worked three innings, allowing one hit, no runs. Struck out three and walked none. Wes Stock did a good job, too. Swing and a fly ball off the bat of Yost out of the left field. Shot about there. Stevens coming on. The shortstop going out. And Roddy Hanson makes the catch. Stevens veered away. Three up and three down in the ninth inning. So in the last three innings, the Angels have been retired in order. And with nothing across, score at the end of the first half of the ninth inning, our Los Angeles Angels 7 and the Baltimore Orioles 2. You know, I used to get my signals crossed when I tried to pick a filter cigarette. I'd try one brand because it had the kind of filter I wanted, and then I'd smoke another because it had the right blend. But none of them were a hit with me until I discovered Viceroy. And what a difference it makes, because Viceroy's got it at both ends. That's right, at both ends. Got the filter, got the blend. Take Viceroy's deep weave filter, first of the modern filters. It actually weaves and reweaves the smoke for the smooth taste a filter smoker wants. Yes, it's the perfect filter for Viceroy's rich, deep-cured blend. They go together, Viceroy's deep weed filter and deep-cured blend. Smoke Viceroy, you'll see.
They go together, the deep weed filter and the deep-cured blend. Viceroy's got it, that's a blend.
Now the Baltimore half of the ninth inning. Jane Stevens, the left fielder, will lead off against Eli Gerba. The Cleveland Indians beat the Detroit Tigers today 9-5, and they opened up an 18-hit attack of the combination of four Tiger pitchers. The Yankees are batting in the ninth, and they're hurting. They've been shut out by Ramos all the way. Stevens, the batter, he has walked twice and had a base hit. And the pitch by Gerba. Put the fast one in there for a strike. Well, over 37,000 fans on a raw day in Baltimore have to see this one today. The lineup by Gerba, and the curveball is swung on. Ground ball down to the shortstop side. Raquel scoops it up. There's the throw to first. He got him out number one. So Stevens goes out of there short to first. Coming up now, second baseman, Marv Breeding. Here's the motion and the pitch. Fastball popped right in there for a strike. Nothing and one. Well, the slogan around here is it can be done in 61, but the object is that it can't be done today. That's what Gerber wants to see to now, the ninth inning. Here's a swing and a miss and an overpowering fastball. Gerber, the type of pitcher, just gets stronger as he goes along. He's blown in two fastballs here to Breeding, and quickly he has a two-strike count on the Orioles second baseman. The wind kicks up quite a bit of dirt around the infield as Gerba prepares to pitch again. A two-strike pitch, strike three call, right in there. Breeding is called out on strike. Now they're two out. We'll have a batter for the pitcher. The Giants have a 2-0 lead over the Pirates at the end of two. This looks like Zuppo. It is Zuppo, the catchers of the Baltimore Ball Club. Frank Zuppo, native of San Francisco, and a pitch to the left-handed batting receiver. In too close for ball one. He was with Stockton last year, hit .319. Had 69 RBIs and 7 home runs. Left-handed batter. The next pitch, outside. to make it 1-1. Frank, who was born in San Francisco in 1930, 5'11", 180 pounds. Papers, dust flying all over the infield now. This wind swirls around this giant horseshoe ballpark. Two out here, nobody on, ninth inning. And the motion and the pitch by Gerba outside. So the count has gone 3-0 on Zuppo. Here's the pitch by Gerba. Strike called. St. Louis Cardinals have come back to tie Milwaukee now, 1-1 at the end of 8. The motion and the pitch. High and outside to him, ball 4. Zuppo gets on. So he is the first successful pinch hitter for the Orioles this afternoon. And then here in the ninth inning, he works Gerba for a base on balls. And here's the center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Jackie singled in the first, again in the third, struck out in the fifth. And Gerba cut him down on strikes again in the seventh. Now they're two out, last time of the ninth inning. The Angels lead 7-2. So Gerba needs one more up there on the board. Stretch taken by Eli, and the pitch coming in, a swing and a miss. That's fastball again. And it's nothing and one. Zuppo. Z-U-P-O. He is the runner at first. And the next delivery. Brandt takes strike two call. Quick curve right at the knee. Worked the outside edge of the plate. And it's nothing and two. An 0-2 count. Right-handed hitter, Jackie Brandt. Zuppo rid of his lead. And the next pitch. He just missed with it. Magically, the entire Angel infield ready to come off the field. Raquel started to lead the charge from his spotted short, but it's one ball and two strikes. 1-2 count. Many of the fans have already vacated the premises out here. Angels lead 7-2, two out. Here's the pitch on the way now, and it's strike three call. Jackie Brandt is called on a strike. Here's Del Rice out, flips that ball to Eli Gerba. Gets handshakes all around from Yost, from Becker, from Aspromati, from Raquel. Players coming off the bench now to shake hands with Eli Gerba. The winning pitcher this afternoon, a distance-going job, a complete game for Gerba. In the ninth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left. So fans, the final score of our ball game this afternoon,
2 hours, 33 minutes.
In a 2 hour and 33 minute ball game, with the Angels leaving a total of 3 men on and Baltimore standing 8. So for the Los Angeles Angels, the winner in this American League opener for 1961, here are the totals. The Angels, 7 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors, and 3 men left. The losing Baltimore Orioles, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They stranded a total of 8 men. 2 hours and 33 minutes to complete the game. Eli Gerba went all the way for the victory, and the losing pitcher, the starter for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. Final score, the Angels 7, Baltimore 2. Los Angeles Angels baseball is brought to you by the top-selling coffee in the West. The one coffee that is mountain-grown for deep, pure flavor. And fans, when I say coffee, I mean Folgers. By Viceroy, the only cigarette with a famous deep-weave filter and exclusive deep-cured blend. Viceroy's got it at both ends. Got the filter, got the blend. And by the brewers of Lighthearted Falstaff. Light, refreshing Falstaff beer, coast to coast, America's choice for lighthearted living. Final score again, the Angels 7, Baltimore 2. Stay tuned now for exclusive post-game coverage on Angels Report, following in 1 minute on the Golden West Radio Network.
KMPC Los Angeles.